Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. I'm here joined, as always, with my brother, Angry Fan at 311. Fellas, what's good?
What's good, what's good, what's good? It's your boy, Angry Fan 007. Yo, fuck with me. What up, 311 Man? 311 Man, a.k.a. DRE. You already know what it is, man. Angry Fan Radio, Angry Fan Movement. You already.
You already know. Yo, fellas, so a couple of battle drops since the last show. We're going to talk about, we're going to get into the clipped and conceded battle that dropped on King of the Dot. What do you guys think about that battle?
Letter Man, you can start this. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't too impressed. Were they crazy? They both had bars. Clips beasted as usual. Saying I like Khan's first and shit, but I'm not, like, really jumping for joy after seeing the other battle that just dropped this morning.
And I'm going to co-sign what you just said, Cap. I mean, Charlie Clips, Khan, it was all right. It was nothing I'm going to go crazy and go watch 10 times and shit compared to the other battle we're going to talk about in a minute. But personally, I had Charlie Clips winning that shit 3-0, not a body bag. I mean, if you're going to tell me conceded the first round, because I thought Khan's first round was his best round. How you had it, Timbo?
I thought the same way. I thought the only debatable round that you can say Khan possibly won would be the first. I thought with Clips, even though he freestyled, man, even his freestyles hit, you know, he did have those in there. I think his freestyles hit even hard, man. So the only debatable round to me is the first. So people saying 3-0, I could see it for Clips, but I got it 2-1. I gave Khan the first person.
Yo, what y'all think about Clips freestyling, though, man, all the time like that, though, B? Claps, what do you think about that?
Man, it's a gift and a curse because it's like, it seems like he's good at that shit, but you know me already, my nigga. Like, I mean, if you freestyle, that means you ain't prepared, you do none of that shit. So if you fuck up, it's just because you ain't care, kind of, in a way to me. But he's nice, you see what I'm saying? He can actually freestyle and he's actually getting him through the battle. So shit crazy for me, my nigga. I mean, he's doing what he got to do to win. I know that much. And then let me ask you niggas a question. Have any of you niggas seen Conceited versus Young L? No. Have you, Timbo?
Nah.
Everybody and their mother say, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see this shit myself, but that Khan recycled that shit. We've been hearing that shit, like, for mad long. The Captain Morgan line and shit. But I didn't see the Khan versus L, though. I'm about to confirm when I see that shit. But everybody named mother said that shit is true and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, whatever. It was, I mean, that was all friendly and shit. It was cool. I think Clips went off. I ain't going front. But that whole psych, I lied shit, I cannot front. I'm dead ass seriously tired of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, it's not even believable no more when he does that shit. It's
exactly.
Like, come on, dog. Like,
exactly.
I fuck with Clips, but it's just like, we can blatantly see that, you know what I'm saying, you stopping right there and shit. The psych, I lied was cool,
was
but it's just like, come on now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I was close to calling that a choke, though.
I'm not saying it's a choke. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, like, try a different angle or something. Now, let's try a different way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the psych out loud is not working no more for me. We're all waiting for it now when we see him pause like that, it seems like. But, like I said, at the end of the day, I think we had to do to win. But I really, like, that whole Bricks, Belvedere versus Danny Myers, yo. Man, listen, bro.
Hold on, Caps. You was in the building. You was in the building for that battle.
In the building, it looked like Danny Myers had it 3-0. Because of the energy, you felt and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, with Bricks, you're not going to, like, I'm telling you, my niggas, you're not going to stand there in front of Bricks and, like, get every fucking ball just because you're there. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to go down like that when you're in front of this nigga and shit. So it's like, I wanted to see it on cam. And Bricks did his thing. That's why it's crazy. That's why it's real crazy because you could say Brick, because I already had Bricks with round two, which I really like his second round. Really, really, really. If you look at my recap, I even said that. And the third round is looking type crazy. But it's like, it just seems like to me, like, when you see Bricks battle and you see Danny Myers battle, that shit just be like on two different levels, my nigga. It seemed like Danny come out the rip with a wild ass haymaker. You know what I'm saying?
Word. That's what he be throwing. Yeah. He throw haymakers and stuff.
He do.
Let me ask y'all a question about Bricks Belvedere right quick. I thought, and I don't know how y'all feel about this, ever since the Sue Surf battle, I felt Bricks had stepped it up, you know, a lot of Zay and a couple other battles that I've seen him in. Y'all feel me on that or not?
That what?
That Bricks has stepped it up since he battled Sue Surf.
That Bricks has stepped it up. Yo, Bricks always been nice, though. Bricks is nice in grind time. Like, he stepped it up. Yeah, they, I mean, Brooks really was not on his A game with Surf. Let's keep it real. He really wasn't. But I think Surf probably, it seemed like Surf might have got him anyway.
Yeah.
In my opinion. He just wasn't himself, it seemed like. No shots at Surf, but it just seemed like he was the same Brooks he always is.
Nah, I ain't going to front, fellas. I watched the battle 2 times, and I got Danny Myers winning 2-1. That second round is very debatable, and I edged that to Bricks.
Yeah, I got Myers first and third as well.
Myers first and third?
Myers first and third.
Oh, man, this battle, yo, of all you niggas out there, y'all did not see, shout out to the whole spit that hate, if y'all did not see Bricks Belvedere versus Danny Myers, you niggas got to watch that battle now.
Yes.
That's going to be a top 10, top 5 battle for the rest of this year. Let niggas step it the fuck up to a whole different level.
So here's a question that I propose to both of you. Mm-hmm. When is Danny Myers going to get that big shot, son? We keep talking about all his battles, Caps, Timbo. We always talk about him improving in every battle. When is he going to get that move, B?
He needs it pretty much now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say now.
I'm not going to jump and say he needs to battle Lux or Charlie Clips, no, but he needs a, like, Brooks is a good name.
A good mid-tier battle.
A JC.
Nah, but Brooks is a good name. And people be sleeping. It's not like Brooks is no bomb or nobody that he's
not at all.
Yeah.
But a JC, a Danger Zone, you know what I mean? A lot of Zay.
Him and Danger Zone, that would be crazy.
I think it's time, bro. I think it's time that he gets a shot. As somebody that's worthy and has been doing it for a while, a mid-tier cat, you know what I mean?
Well, hold on. All right, well, let me ask you niggas a question. Who won, Danny Myers or Rum Nitty? First of all, let me fuck the game up real quick.
That battle is damn heavy replay value. Like, I can't even emphasize that. I edge it to Danny Myers. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want to say 2-1 or whatever, I just edged it slightly to Danny Myers. I mean, the only thing about that battle was the dapping and all that I couldn't take. But besides that, they both win. How y'all had it?
Listen, bro, is energy actually playing a part in it? What is battle rap being based on now when we battling? Because I got to be honest with you, man. I mean, is it fair to say you're getting a hype that somebody – kind of fucked up. Like, when I see Bricks, like, he got wild work from that shit is fire, but, like, when Danny come on throwing them haymakers, it's just like, oh, man. It's crazy.
I think, to answer your question, I think people are really stressing performance. Like, if you have bars, that's cool, but they want you to be amped up, live like a Tay-Rock, like an Ill Will. Like, fans, I noticed, really gravitate to those kind of cats. I don't know if y'all see that going on in the battle world, but I noticed that, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
All right, man. Let's take a call really quick. Hold on 1 second. We got 239. 239, are you on?
Is that Fort Myers?
Yo, what's happening, fellas? Y'all can hear me?
Yo.
What's going on?
Chilling, man. You know, over here down in DMV area. Just, you know, checking in. Shout out to y'all niggas.
You know, you already
work.
You know, that nigga Danny Myers, I could probably say he been putting in a lot of work, man, because I've been following him crazy, you know what I mean, and Rum Nitty, too, you know what I mean, because I saw him versus, who was it, Tycoon Tax or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, both of them cats, like, they coming up crazy, like, in, like y'all said, I think, like, Danger Zone or JC would be good for him, but I really want to see Danny Myers versus, like, damn, who was I just saying, man? I think I'd like to see him in Remedy. I mean, I know niggas be sleeping on Remedy, but I'd like to see something like that, too.
Remedy?
Nah.
You call me totally on par with that. I'm not even going to front. Remedy? I think he was...
Yo, I got no beef with Remedy, because, Caps, you know already, I watched that Remedy and Password battle, like, at least 7 times. So, you know, even though Remedy did lose his last battle badly when he battled outside against... I forgot Buddy's name, though, but they had battle, and he looked real bad his last outing. But I ain't got no beef with that, man. You know what I mean?
You know, I just thought about it. You know, just something out there, you know, something, you know, because we try to mix it up. You know, we tired of seeing all these regular-ass matches, niggas. Like, you know, we already know they're taking these friendly battles. We don't want to see that shit, man. So just something out of the box, something that'll bring something new to the game, you know what I mean?
That'll hype us up and shit.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, we get the best matches out of the most unexpected matches. So, shit, why not go for something new?
Let me ask you a question, caller. Out of the PGs, though, who's your top three in the PGs right now?
Man, top three out of the PGs? Man, see, like, one of the matches I've been, like, going crazy over, like, just watching back-to-back-to-back, Anubis and H-A-Double. Like, I've been going crazy. Them two cats, I have to put one of them two at my one. I can't, because, for real, I try to choose a winner for that battle, but I can't, man. Like, yeah. I come back, and I be something like crazy, like, but one of them two, and I got to put probably, I say, like, J-Rel at number three, man. I like J-Rel. Like, Cat's pretty dope, like, for real.
Mm.
He's been putting in some work. Like,
who won between J-Rel and Danny Myers, in your opinion?
J-Rel, Danny Myers. Oh, man, see, I forgot. Damn, why the fuck I forgot Danny, man? I'm going to have to switch that, man. I fuck with Danny. I'm a little bit more than J-Rel. But, yeah, I got to make some moves, though, man. But y'all boys hold it down. I'm going to call back in and listen in. Y'all hold it down tonight.
You already.
We appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
You already know.
All right. We're going to go to a 313. 313, you on?
Yeah, this Clean Paper.
Oh, yeah, what up, nigga? What up? What up, Clean?
Man, y'all heard the 313, bro.
D-10.
Yo. Hey, yo, Clean, yo. Real shit, I'm glad you called up, man. You know I wanted you to call up and all that shit. I know everybody sent us on Twitter and shit last night.
Yeah, niggas seem to fall out.
But
you had baby girl in the angry fan room so extra with the instigation. It was ridiculous. She was so extra with
the Queen, man, this angry fan shit for real, nigga. We think this shit for real. What you mean, nigga?
She gave the play-by-play instigation in the angry fan movement room, though. The play,
wow.
Oh, shit, angry fan, the QP arguing. This is how it started. Oh, shit, angry fan, the Clean Paper arguing. Oh, shit, Lee Hustle jumped in. I say, she got the word. She like my man's on juice. She like Samuel L. Jackson on juice. She know about it before it even hit the streets.
My nigga, that shit fucking surprised me as well, too, real shit. But nah, I want you to call so niggas know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? So niggas know we off that bullshit shit. I'm going to put another blob up and shit and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Niggas know what it is, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But we off the, let's get in, get, ask me some questions or something, dog. We ain't
shit.
Gotta be,
oh,
man.
Shit, really?
We're
clean. Let me ask you.
I mean, I call for business, you feel me? Like, you know how it go, nigga. Like, I call to get down, like, you feel me? Like, I got some shit to say.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hey, fuck. Oh, shit. First and foremost, I want to know this, Clean. Did you beat QP?
Yeah.
Let me know. 3-0, 2-1, what?
I 2-1 him. Like, his second round was crazy. He turned the fuck up in the second round. It was crazy. Like, I think he got me the second round. I think I won the first and the third round.
Bro, I got to give it. Yo, that's how I got it, my nigga. Like, what do you think about bars versus, not trying to say you don't got bars. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say that. But he got crazy with the bars. Like, how do you feel about this? What do you think of your whole perspective about this is?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is why I go back into the Fist of the White Lotus factor. Like, everybody got bars. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Like, everybody got bars. That's why, how y'all going to come fight if the first nigga can't, like, I'll be, if I lose something then, like, I beat myself, bro. Like,
right.
Nobody never, you can watch all my battles even if you say, yeah, Clean lost this. Nobody zipped me the fuck up and threw me in the lake and threw an anchor on my feet and buried me, like, ever. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
That's some hard shit to do.
I do.
Like, because that's some hard shit to do. You feel me? Like, I'm an all-around entertainer, flat out. Like, I'm going to do what you want. Like, I can bar with you. You feel me? I can entertain with you. Like, what you want to do. Like, I control the crowd. Like, I can control the room. You feel
right.
me? Like, it's just it's certain niggas that is in. And it's certain niggas that it ain't. It's different.
Clean.
I'm not a nigga who just woke up yesterday and said, I'm going to start battle rapping. You feel
right.
me?
Right. No doubt. Clean, let me ask you a question, Clean. It's three-letter man. Let me ask you a question, my dude. You was one of the first brothers that really brought that entertainment value to battle rap before the Hitman Hollers, before the K-Shines. You know, you was the one animated on stage. You was like the Busta Rhymes kind of to me of battle rap. Like, he was real animated. People was feeling you. Do you feel like a lot of cats might have took your style and ran with it or tried to run with it?
I ain't gonna say took my style, but I'm gonna say like as far as certain like it wouldn't be certain shit out here if it wasn't for shit that I did. You feel me? Like Hitman, it wouldn't be no remixing if it wasn't for Say It Again. You feel me?
You know like what I like about you, dog?
Every lead saying every lead, it wouldn't be none of that. You feel me? Every lead, everybody out there saying Say It Again to the point where it's like it's just normal shit now to the point where they forgot who the fuck really originated the shit. You know what I'm saying? And like who really came with like right, that shit like totally battle rap commercial now.
Hmm.
Like,
are you feeling battle rap right now?
Say,
yep.
Huh?
Are you feeling battle rap right now?
Yeah, but no. Like, I'm back on 10, like, because I want to, like, I feel like I owe the fans or supporters, I owe my supporters, you know, I owe my supporters a few good runs.
Clay.
I owe my supporters
Clay,
a few
Clay,
good
Clay,
runs.
Clay.
They deserve to see that.
Okay. I'm glad you said
Clay,
that, to be honest with you.
Clint, I got a quick question for you, bro. Who is your Mount Rushmore battle rap?
What you mean
your
by
Mount
that?
Rushmore.
You gotta talk. You gotta
your
talk
Mount
real
Rushmore
nigga
language.
We
like,
my Mount
top
Rushmore.
Top four, dead or alive. Top four of all time that had the biggest impact.
Man, now why you wouldn't put me? I just understand when people ask questions like this, dog. Because then when I don't answer them, then they be like, "Oh, Clean trying to be like he's just, you know what I'm saying?" But it really ain't. If you look at it, fellas, like it really ain't no top nothing. Anybody can jump in that ring and be beat.
No. He means the most influential battle rappers of all time.
Of all time.
Like your Lust, your Mook, your Verbs, whatever. Who impacted battle rap?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just going to make me sound like I'm a fucked up nigga because, like, I can't say nobody. I can't say nobody. Like, everybody that I looked at, I used to be like, I'll fuck him up. Just like you said, Mook. Like, I'm not going to lie, my nigga Mook is garbage to me, dog. Like, that nigga is garbage, dog. Like, that nigga, like, even back in the day, that's just my opinion. I used to look at Mook and he just garbage to me, dog. P80 fucked him up bad, dog.
Yo, you know what I like about you, dog?
Clint, you think you're
that ass. J. fucked him up, bro. J. Neal gave me that work.
But, Clint, you think, you're telling me right now, you think you'll fuck Mook up. Real shit.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, my nigga. I'm going to keep – I got to be real with you, my nigga. I can't call that one right there, son. I can't say that you're going to be moved, my nigga. That nigga's a legend. How you going – he's a legend.
You can't – but I'm going to say –
you know,
like,
what?
I'm
I know
–
I feel where you're coming
from.
Are you judging this off of his last battle? Let me ask you that question.
Yeah, that was 5 rounds. Nobody wanted to see. For me, the person. Nobody wants. You tell me right now, Angry Fan, that if they be like, okay, pull up your 5 top battles right now. Murder Mook and Iron Solomon is gonna be one of them.
Nah, I can't say that.
But we not counting the back in the day battles. Though. We ain't counting. We talk about URL battles. We not talking about. You feel me? We not talking about Smack.
You talking about the URL
battles? Yeah, we talk about URL battles, though. You telling me that Iron Solomon and Murder Mook is something that you want to see?
Not at all.
No,
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah,
I fuck
with
Mook,
no.
But nah.
Hell
nah,
no.
It's not my nigga, but this is what I'm trying to say. But you, come on. Clint, you know you used to watch Mook and Lux. I know you used to watch Mook and Party Audio. You watched
Mook. Because of Lux, bro. Lux fucked him up, bro. Anybody who I watched against Mook, it was because, man, they was talking crazy to that. But like, Mook, I never was just like a fan of niggas who took somebody else's style and being like, crap, I just never was a fan of that, bro. Like, I'm just talking about originality, bro. Like, nobody in battle rap sound like me, my nigga. I don't sound like nobody in battle rap, bro. Like, I give a fuck what a nigga say. I sound like a slave. I sound like Mike Epps. I done heard all this shit before. Like, whatever the fuck a nigga say, bro. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, nobody sounds like me, nigga. I can name 10 niggas in battle rap that sound like right now, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not gonna do it.
Yo, Clint, you fucking me up right now, son. You really like you fucking me up right now.
I can't do it. I can't because you know what? Every time
man,
I always look like the bad guy.
I'm not even trying to make you a bad guy. I'm just saying, Moog is definitely influential, my nigga, in the culture. And he was the first.
I, don't get me wrong. Moog is influential in the culture. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me the line. I give it to dog. Moog is influential in the culture. You feel me?
I want you to clear that shit up on the air, real shit. Because you know I want you to clear that up. But I know you do know that.
But Moog just wasn't somebody I looked at and was like, woo! Shit! He just wasn't.
Wow, that's what it is. Okay. Okay.
Let me see that. Pass me that handy right there, man.
Oh, shit. Who'd you look up to then?
Huh?
Who'd you look up to on battle rap? Who did you look up to?
I looked up to my brothers in battle rap. Like, shit. Like, you gotta, like, see, Detroit battle rap was, like, different from battle rap anywhere else. You feel me? So, like, when I was coming up, like, I was a young nigga. My brothers were smashing shit. Like, so that's who influenced me. You feel me? Like, that's who I looked up to.
Okay, so I respect that. Yo, do you know what one of my favorite battles from Detroit is? Just to say this real quick, J-Rell versus Logic. You can fuck with that battle?
I never seen it.
Yo, bro, that battle was crazy right there. Son. Real shit.
Yo, Clean, one of my favorite battles that you had, my dude, this three-letter man, is you and Rosenberg Raw, my nigga. I fucking love that motherfucking battle, dog.
Nigga, you sleeping on my nigga Rosenberg, bro. That nigga Rosenberg is a threat. I'm telling you.
I be saying that, Clean. I be saying that.
The Rosenberg is a threat, bro.
You know what
I'm saying?
Man, yo. I can't lie, my nigga. I had Rosenberg edging Clean, bro.
You can't get mad at that. You feel me? Because Rosenberg did his thing.
Clean, I fucks with you, but that battle, I had Rosenberg raw edge you, and I was looking at it like, damn. Because the way you started doing the whole move around, yeah, you was entertaining the fuck out of me and shit. It just seemed like Rosenberg came with it to me a little bit and shit.
And you know what it is, Clean, about Rosenberg Raw? I think a lot of niggas don't give Raw his props because he ain't doing all that fucking scheme shit. He going to tell you that he going to stab you in your motherfucking heart. And he ain't doing all that punchline shit.
And I just want to say this, too. And I mean this with the utmost disrespect. Half of these niggas out here doing that scheme shit, bro, is garbage, dog.
Booty is fuck.
Now, I'm not gonna name no name, but half these niggas out here doing that stupid shit, bro, is garbage, bro.
Doing it wrong as a bitch.
You not feeling the schemes at all, Clean?
Say what?
You not feeling the schemes at all?
I'm like some of them. Like who do cold schemes? Hey, you want to know who cold with them schemes, boy? That boy schemes, boy. That nigga cold with them schemes, boy.
Yeah,
Steams is tough.
Yeah, Steams is a threat.
What about Killer Jones?
Steams is stupid with it, yo.
Killer Jones is my nigga. Like that's my nigga. You feel me? But like, I just can't get with it. Like, he long and draw it out. Then he'd be like, Killer Jones is a nigga. I'd be like, all right, bro. Like, you got to slow it down.
Yeah, Clean.
Saying that Chilla ain't nice because Chilla nice at what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Clean, let me ask you a question about
the
battle. It looked like the battle you and Bill Collector. Was that the most fun you ever had when you and Bill Collector was going back and forth?
Yeah, that was fun. Like me and Bill, that was fun. That was entertaining. I wanted to see that battle like I wasn't even battle.
God damn it, Clean. You back for good, Clean, man. Fuck that shit, nigga. My second blog was about you coming back. Are you back for good? Every battle we think about right now about you battling, even when you battle Diligent and Grind Time, I remember that shit. That's my first, like, yo, this nigga's crazy. When you talking about pistol whipping and all this nigga's grandmother and all this crazy shit. Like, are you back for good, nigga?
Yeah, I'm back in.
I just want to make sure this was no fly-by-night battle type shit.
No.
Anybody on the radar, Clean?
I got some supporters. Yeah.
Who's on the radar, Clean?
Got Sway on my radar.
Mm. Oh, shit, you really want Sway?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, Sway, you ready for
that
Sway?
That should be interesting, though. I would like to see you and Sway get it in.
I can tell you now, Clean. You got to watch them pauses, though, bro. You got to watch them pauses and shit, man.
Because I want, like, all bullies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, Queen. I want to battle niggas. I want Suge. I want Mass.
You want Shotgun Suge?
Yeah, I want shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want bullies.
You want
like
some
niggas
bullies?
Yeah, niggas who going to look at me like, little nigga. But, yeah, I want niggas like that.
Queen, okay, Queen, you and Mass.
Me and Mav, yeah. I'll fuck with that. I already see
the type of shit you want. Yo, I would love to see it. Whatever you battle next, I want to see that shit, because I always see where you come from. What about you and my nigga Scripps? Scripps is a bully like a motherfucker, B.
I can't fuck with that.
You can't?
I can't fuck with that. Scripps ain't, okay. Like, I can't fuck with that. Like,
you looking for a big name?
Not so much as a big name, just somebody like, Scripts just like, I don't know. Like, he just not somebody who just like, you know what I'm saying?
Queen, would you battle somebody from Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, sometimes niggas don't want to battle from the same territory. Like, we from the D. You know, you probably wouldn't battle X Factor, Calico. I wouldn't expect you to battle nobody, you know. But somebody like you and Ill Will, somebody like that, you know what I mean?
The reaction I just got in the background, I got to shout out the whole Get Your Bag Right crew, you feel me? Purple Rain Gang. We in this thing, you feel me? Woo Nation, you know, my nigga Ice Baby, my nigga A1 right here, Feezy C right here, my nigga Tez right here, got my nigga Rip right here too. But the reaction when you just said Ill Will, like, they just laugh.
Because they not
from the, like, our area and they area, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like they area, like,
wait the fuck,
you know what I'm saying? We a couple minutes, so I don't get to see my mans and them like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't really get to see, but, like, that, I don't think, like, I don't want to do that.
Mm.
Like, no, like, I don't think, like, I don't want to do that. Like,
any reason why?
Like, I don't know. First off, like, it's so anticipated. You never know what'll happen, though. Me and Ill Will, I don't know. You never know what'll happen.
Mm.
You never know. But Ill Will killing shit right now. I ain't gonna lie, because he killing shit right now. He a threat to these niggas.
Yeah, they
scared of Ill Will.
Mm. Will's bullying the game right now. Crazy right now.
Yeah. Did you watch the battle with him and T-Rock?
Say what? You said it was
you watched the battle with Ill Will against T-Rock?
Oh, Ill Will versus T-Rock? Yeah, I watched it.
Who you had winning that?
T-Rock.
T-Rock? Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, I had T-Rock, but Ill Will wasn't, like, still, though, nigga. It's just like, he still ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga was in there. You feel me? Like, he still was in there. Like, you got to look at this shit for what it is, like, and you got to see what it. Like, still, that don't mean shit. It'd be like, Ali beat Frazier. You feel me?
Right.
Frazier lost to George Foreman. Ali beat George Foreman. Frazier beat Ali, too. You never know how this shit'll go. You feel me? Just because you beat one man and I battle him, then he said, that don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So it'd be crazy like that, though. But it will fucking shit up, so.
Yeah.
That nigga won the ultimate freestyle shit, didn't he?
Yeah, he won that shit last year. Yeah, he beat
the first one.
He won it last year, though.
Yeah, he won the first one, didn't he?
I thought he did. Yeah. That's what it is. But shit, I'm not going to hold you up, my nigga. Like, I already know what you in and out and shit real quick. I just wanted you to call some niggas knew what time it was and shit, you feel me?
Hell yeah. That's what's up, nigga.
Say shout out
the whole Angry Fan movement. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
When you type in this bitch, my nigga Feezy, you tell him what up, nigga.
You know what it is, bro. It's Feezy fucking Feed, dog. They call me World Star Shorty. That's probably what some nigga's girl call me.
Yo, you nigga was in my Facebook group, wasn't
you? Yeah, hey. Hey, oh, my mama, look, I see y'all niggas going in on my little brother. I didn't know what was the deal, so I had to say something, blood. I don't get down with this battle rap shit. Y'all niggas be talking crazy to that nigga, dog. I don't understand when niggas say they going to kill him or he a bitch and shit. I don't play like that.
Ain't nobody say that shit, nigga. Come on now, nigga.
If y'all knock it off, man, niggas was deleting my comments and everything. I wasn't even on niggas' neck bones.
Hey, yo, send that request again, you heard? That was fucking good, son.
Hey, dog, check it out. we fuck with y'all niggas, you hear me?
Yeah, right. We fuck with Clean too,
we
man.
Appreciate
we
that.
Was happy. We happy for Clean. You feel me? We happy Clean back in the game, bro.
Yeah. Look,
for real.
We happy too, dog. This is my real little brother, though. I busted nigga here for bro, but y'all on the team, though. So we rock with y'all niggas.
Yeah,
we
know what it is, man. Y'all niggas got to looking for call up, yeah?
Sure.
Word.
All right, my nigga.
Yo.
That's what it is.
All right, all right.
Yo, that's what it is. Clean called up for all you niggas out there and shit. You know what I'm saying? I really thought the niggas gonna stand the phone for like 2-3 minutes real quick just to start the Angry Fan movement. I know he wanted to talk shit like that and shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Shout out to Clean, and that's what it is right there.
Caps, Timbo, what you think about him talking about Mook, though? That was kind of crazy, though, bro.
Man,
nah, but
that
you know
was
what? Right. Nah, but you know what, though? I could see that perspective. I don't really think he understood what the Mount Rushmore was. I don't know if he really understood what that shit was and shit.
Right.
When we said influential and shit, because like you said, Mook is influential. So I think that that was to be the answer for that. But I think as if we were to ask, is he nice or whatever the case may be, then he's going to say no.
Yeah.
I think he can give Mook. See, that's why, you know why this shit is so fucking crazy, my niggas? It's because that's what we were just talking about, not just bars. Like, I don't think he can get, I'm not going to say he's better than Mook. That's not what I'm saying at all right there. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I even told a nigga Mook would get my can codes on that. But this is what I'm trying to say. With the game, Mook is from the ever where it dead-ass seriously was bars. It was swag a little bit too and shit, but it was dead-ass seriously was bars. You feel what I'm saying? It's different now, my niggas. It's really different now.
Let me ask you a question, Captain. When you say it's different, I agree, it's mad different compared to when we started watching battle rap. You know what I mean? Well, who started that wave to make it different? Was it a certain battle rapper? Was it fans? Was it a certain event that popped off? Because I'm still scratching my head to find out what happened.
Yeah, that's a good question. Who did start the wave of this performance?
Hitman Holla?
Holla and Cortez.
Yeah,
I would say Holla
more.
Really Holla. Take some any callers out there.
Yeah, we would take some callers, man.
This is an interesting question right here, man. Who started the whole performance wave?
813.
Tampa.
What it do?
Yo.
What it do?
What's good, brother?
What's going on?
Shout out to Angry Fan Movement. It's Ron.
Yes, sir.
You know me?
Oh, what's good? What's good, bro?
What's good with it?
That's good. Yo, let me ask you a question, bro. I'm going to get right into this, bro. Queen just hung up. Let me ask you a question. Who started the whole performance wave? When did the game switch to performance where it counted so much?
I'm going to go with either. I think Hitman turned up after like Bill Collector them came.
Bill Collector, he contributed a lot to that shit too.
Well, hold on, fellas, hold on. What about Tech N9ne?
I was gonna
Tech
say
N9ne. Tech N9ne, I mean, he had performance. He had some stage presence. Like it wasn't so much that he wasn't doing nothing while he was rapping. But he was controlling the crowd though,
right?
Yeah, you know he ain't as animated as like Hitman or nobody. But when Bill Collector came, nobody had really seen that shit. And you got to, if you really pay attention, dog. If you watch Bill Collector when that shit, I Got the Burner came out, nobody was paying no attention to what he was saying, dog. The nigga was wilding on M City.
But hold on, bro. Hold on a second. A lot of fans will probably tell you and say to us that Tech N9ne fathered Bill Collector's style, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's touchy. That's touchy. But you only gonna get that from people from Philly.
All right, I got you. Got you.
You only gonna get that from people that's from that area. I don't really see no similarities between the two.
Mm. I do see similarities. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Just the movements, you know what I mean? And like you said, it's a Philly thing. I mean, Tech N9ne's from Philly. He's from Pennsylvania. They like neighbors. So there's a kind of similarity, I think, though, bro.
Yeah, I was listening to y'all in Clean, man. Y'all in nobody ever asked him, is he on innuendo or what?
I didn't even ask him, bro.
Yeah, like that's what I was waiting on. I was trying to get. I was hoping y'all was gonna take some calls with him on the line.
Okay.
I was gonna ask him.
On some G shit, I actually thought he was only gonna call for like a couple of minutes, my nigga, like 3-5 minutes, real shit. I ain't know he was gonna like do all that. I should have asked, nigga, but the whole mook shit threw niggas off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, that shit, it completely threw me off when he went in that direction. It was just like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta understand, though, them niggas is Midwest niggas, dog. Like, them niggas, we weren't really on Mook too tough. Mook was a rapping-ass nigga, but he wasn't on no shit like what we was talking about.
So what you was feeling, though? Who you was feeling, though, when you first started watching Battle Rap, bro?
I'm going to tell you, like, it was in the Post one day. Like, what turned me on for real to it, I watched Rex and Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Rex and Miles was crazy. Like, when I first seen it, because I had a Smack DVD, and I'm fast-forwarding, watching all them old crazy little bullshit to get to the battle.
Yes, sir.
Them niggas was going in. Miles had done. That's the one Miles had all this spit in his mouth and shit.
Word.
Straight up. But that nigga was going, they was going hard. But, you know, I done talked to Cass about this before, dog. My battle was Verb and SB.
Wow. Cass was talking about that shit all the time right there.
Like it's monumental, not only because the fact that it happened kind of on the spot, but Verb had them bars, dog, and whoever was going to stand in front of him that night, get it. They was going to get it, dog. Whether it was Head Ice or Goods or whoever, dog. He was going to get somebody that night, dog.
Where you calling from, bro?
Tampa. I'm in Tampa.
Tampa, Florida. That's right. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, man.
Shout out to Tampa
right quick. You already.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. This is my first chance getting on the line. I had told Caps I've been trying to get through since the first show.
That's what it is, bro.
We appreciate
it. Shout out to Angry Fan Movement, man. Shout out to Three Letter Man. Shout out to Caps. Y'all hold it down.
You already know. And Timbo also, you already know.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
All right.
We got, let's take another call. Let's go do 865. You on?
Yo, you know what we about to do?
Yo.
Peace.
Hello.
Yo. What's going on?
Hey, this is Greg Renato, man. I be in the group, dog. I really fuck with the group, man.
That's as good. That's as good. Peace,
man.
Caps
know
who I am,
dog. Huh? I said Caps know who I am, man. Say it ain't Dash on Twitter, man.
That's what it is. Hey, yo, question. Who started, you know what I'm saying, this whole performance shit?
Word.
I'm going to agree with everybody else and say Hitman, dog. Like,
you can put Hitman brought it to that next level to the point that it actually matters. What about Goods?
Goods seemed like he performed like that in his everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he have a cup in his hand, look down at you, like, nigga, what? Like, he just seemed like he do something like that in the everyday life. I can't really count that. That's just Goods being good.
But that's still swag, though, right? Ain't that swag? It has to count for swag performance. It has to. You feel me? Because Goods don't go there and sit there and ball you to death. Look at him in Danger Zone.
Oh, yeah, he killed Danger Zone. He didn't even have to really say nothing. He just had to look at him around, and he would have killed Danger Zone, in my opinion.
What's your brother think about K-Shine, though?
K-Shine?
Man. See?
Well, wait a minute. We just skipped all over Tay Rock. Like, he ain't been doing this for a minute.
I think Tay Rock is in the wave, though.
Tay Rock is in the new
wave? Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I only seen, like, before the Ill Will battle, the only Tay Rock battle I seen was K-Shine and Charlie Clip, so.
I guess his performance really just yelling and screaming and that's it. I mean, what's up?
I mean, Tay Rock got bars that perform for themselves, in my opinion. Like, the way that he say it, he can just stand there, and the way that he say his bars is, like, performance on a whole nother level for me. Like, the whole...
What about Ill Will right now?
Ill Will up there. Ill Will got that performance, man. Ill Will got that performance. Like, that's what won him the battle against B-Magic to me.
Not his,
like,
bars, though?
Bar B-Magic, outperformed him.
Mm.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But shit, yo, we appreciate you calling in, though, my nigga. You heard?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Angry Fan Movement, what up?
Early, man. Hold the groove down.
Appreciate it.
Word.
Yo, Timbo.
In my opinion, I'm going to say this. In my opinion, I think Tech started that.
Yes,
back in the day. Lion
Word.
Den. And, you know, even 5 years ago before Lion Den, man, he was doing that shit. But I think Hitman put that on another level, though. Hitman with the performances. But I think Tech started it.
I got a problem with that. What about this? What about this? What about Math, Timbo? Math had some performance. Think about back when he battled Iron Solomon and all that shit. Like, Math really was doing, like, the fight club, he was against the table and shit, but you can say Math had
I don't know about Math, so Caps. I don't know about Hoffa B.
Man, but he had bars, but he ain't just always have bars back in the day.
Mm.
He had that aggression with him. Oh, what about Head Ice?
Ice, maybe Ice. He had, I think Ice and Goods is under that category of swag. Mm-hmm. Let me ask y'all a question. The new poster child, who everybody says performance against B-Magic, is Daylight in there for y'all?
Mm. Daylight. I mean, you have to. I mean, what, for performance? Damn.
Yeah.
Daylight, you just fucked me up with that shit. You have to, though. I mean, you have to. I guess it's weird, but, yeah, you have to.
I mean,
I fuck with Daylight. Daylight is so unorthodox. It's like, I don't even know what to call that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, man.
Take a call, Tim.
All right. We got, let's see what we got. We got, six. Hold on 1 second. We got, here we go. We go. We got 631. 631, you on?
Yeah, man, what's up, man? Snake Eyes, man, what's going on, man?
Snake Eyes, what's goody?
Listen, man, first off, man, I want to say shout out to Clean Paper, man. I fuck with Clean. Fuck with Clean. I wish y'all could have took a call while Clean was online, man. I fuck with Clean. Definitely did his numbers in that battle.
Well, yo, man. I'm going to harass Clean, and I'm going to see if I can get him called back up for you.
I
love
a
day and shit when we chilling.
Nah, it ain't that real. I'm going to tell you, y'all niggas is like this. Y'all niggas about to be a star in Buck Wild or Battle Rap.
The star in Buck Wild or Battle Rap.
And remember I told y'all this, man. You know what I mean? I fuck with y'all. I'm going to be calling up, man. Y'all niggas is a star in Buck Wild or Battle Rap, man. Y'all niggas is live on air. Y'all fans at the same time while the niggas is calling up.
That's it.
Wow. Love.
Early, man. Ask him the question about the performance, B.
Nah, yo, on some real shit, like, I just feel like, as far as today's battle rap, how it is now, I feel like Mook started that with that telling everybody what he got paid, you feel what I'm saying, that Summer Madness, you feel what I'm saying? Like, after he did that was game-changing, like, because after he did that, and everybody was like, you know what I mean, thinking, like, damn, like, he getting this, I want that. That's why the game slowed up, and niggas stopped, you know what I mean, having half-ass performances and all that, because niggas want their money. Now that the money is in and niggas is starting to give the money to them, you see the competitive spirit coming back. Like, niggas are saying they want to kill niggas now. Like, you feel me? Like, it's getting back to that. You feel me? Luxing them back in it, Mook back in it, Clean back. You feel what I'm saying? There's a lot of matchups out there that could be made. And best believe, man, Smack got some shit coming soon. Stop sleeping on URL, man. Like, Smack know what he's doing, man. Letting Lux and Hollow battle shine and all that right now. You feel me? Like, Smack know what he's doing. That UFF shit about to be crazy. And best believe, No. 4 is going to be game-changing, man.
Who you got winning UFF, bro?
To keep it a buck, I'm kind of like, I think Ty Law could do it, but I'm kind of shocked how they ain't got Prez Mafia in that shit. I mean, not Prez Mafia, Mr. Wavy. Like, how much Mr. Wavy ain't in that?
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I feel like High Double, do y'all think High Double going to come across on UFF?
I wish he did, bro. H.A. Double got bars for days, man.
He do.
He
do got bars, but do you think he's going to come across? I'm not hating on him. Like, do you think that nigga's going to be feeling them? Like, they're going to have the locks there, like, judging, so that shit going to be crazy.
Mm. I just found out about it. It's going to be a locks in Mobb Deep or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a celebrity judging, so it ain't going to be no bias. Niggas just going to be there hearing you spit that raw. And they going to be predicting who the winner. So niggas going to be wearing L's on their back. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's making the game stronger. You feel what I'm saying? And Yeah, that crown card coming up too, man. Hitman and Charlie Clips. That's about to be the battle of 2014, man. Like,
nah, son, you think so?
Yo, my nigga, that battle is going to be like, yeah, Hitman against Charlie. That's a smack battle, man. But you know, shout out to Chris Gracie and all that. But you know, that would have been that could have been a crazy battle on URL, man.
Who y'all winning, bro?
I got, yo, keep it a buck, man. Charlie's been like, Charlie just like, he got that it factor, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, even when he lost, like, I don't know, like, he at the end of the day, it's like, oh, he won, you know what I mean? But I feel like Hitman understands that, and I feel like he knows what angle to take, you dig what I'm saying? I feel like he going to come with three rounds like he started off against O-Red, like three of the first rounds. He need to come with three first rounds, like highest first rounds, three first rounds like that. That's what I understand about these niggas. Like when they go crazy in the first round, then they second round be then they third round be all right. Like why niggas can't just come with three beast rounds? Like,
son, that's a $1 million question, Snake Eyes. Real talk, B.
No reason why your rounds is getting low. You not saying nothing. You should be coming there with three rounds to smash it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like. But, you know, clean, you know, I fuck with clean. He talking about he can kill Mook and all that. I don't know, man. That's talking crazy, man.
That's Mook, talking crazy. That's kind of reckless right there, Snake Eyes. Real talk.
That's talking crazy, man, you know. Like, with that Mook and Lux shit going to be retarded, too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Cap's trying to tell him to slow that down a little bit, though. Like, yo, son.
Let me ask you a question. Did Hollow the Don outbar Lux?
What?
Was there any performance involved whatsoever with Hollow when he battled Lux?
Let me just say, I was on the show the other day, and I said, I was one of the called up and said, Lux won. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For anybody, like, if you're a real listener, you
okay.
Feel what I'm saying? You listen to words and not just have your favorites and all that, and you really listen, go watch that battle, and you really listen, Lux clearly beat him. You know what I mean? With words.
No.
What are you going to say? What made it exciting was that Hollow's rebuttal in the first round got the crowd all crazy. That's what we expected. It's like, you know what I mean? When Delahoya Foy Floyd, he got in the corner and he was swinging at him all crazy. He wasn't hitting him, but the crowd was going crazy because it looked like he was really doing something. I don't feel like that shit really did anything, because when it was back to going Lux round two, he just came back swinging haymakers at him again. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when Lux's rap, I feel like this. I feel like Lux won. When Lux was rapping, I was like, damn, I feel bad for Hollow. When Hollow was rapping, it was like, damn, this nigga's like kind of trying to like expose Lux. But I don't feel like it was strong enough, you feel what I'm saying, for niggas to be saying he clearly beat Lux. I'm saying it's a preference thing. This is a battle that's going to be debated forever, you feel what I'm saying? That's why it was as special as it was. But if you asking me, I feel like Lux beat him, man.
Right.
No
doubt. Yo, good looking out the call, though, Snake Eyes.
You're ready, man. I
appreciate it, my G.
Oh.
All right.
Caps, hold up.
Yeah.
What you think about that, though, man? Lux and Hollow, son.
Lux and Hollow?
Yeah, B.
I had Hollow myself. But see, I see what he's saying, boy. He said if you listen, if you got this bitch on the radio and you playing it, you ain't seeing not a goddamn thing. I hear the bar differential is what he's saying. But, like, I like angles and shit like that. I really do, man. You know what I'm saying? I like the personals and shit like that, man. It just makes it more exciting for me, but I like bars also.
Let me ask you a question. What's up? Yeah, Timbo, feel me on this.
Yo.
You don't think that Hollow, when he stepped up to Lux, he was, like, talking to him, like, approaching him, like, yo, I'm talking to you right now, King Sharif. I'm talking to you. Like,
yes.
I'm coming at you. I'm coming for your neck. Like, every
yes.
line, I'm coming for you, bro. I just thought that Hollow got that 2-1. I mean, I did like Lux stir around. I can't front, man. Lux stir around was off the chain, but I got Hollow, man.
Got Hollow 2-1 as well. I like that Hollow. I like that aggressive Hollow. He went there and he did that shit. He talked to him. He did his job.
I mean, bro, hold up. It wasn't like it was like a clear 2-1, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm just making sure you niggas ain't running with that shit. That shit can go. You can definitely see there's a line. Like, it's close.
But you know what, Caps?
It's preference, preference, because if it's straight bars, he killed him. Lux killed Hollow over straight bars, but I just like the whole all-around package pause. You
performance.
Know what I'm saying?
Everything. Yeah.
I thought this was the best Hollow that we've seen in a long time, B.
yo, this might be the best Hollow out.
Yeah.
You know what? I really, 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 even though Hollow, I think it's Joe is fucked up and shit, I really like Hollow versus Passwords, man.
Woo!
Don't get me started, man.
I'm telling you. Like, yo.
Fans, if you never watched that battle, Hollow the Don versus Passwords and Grind Time,
go
do yourself a justice, B, for real.
You know what? I'm tweeting that out. I'm going to send it out right now. Let the fans.
That Hollow versus Passwords is like one of my favorite battles, B. Like, it's just Passwords was so direct and was just coming at this nigga, like, seriously. Like, he didn't give a fuck about Hollow's name. Like, I really like that battle, B. Real shit.
Caps, how underrated is Passwords, Caps?
Come on, let's keep it real, man. Passwords, I don't know. You know what I don't think about the whole situation with Passwords is somebody said if he went to the URL, he would have to be in the PGs. And
fuck
it's like,
yeah, that's disrespectful.
This nigga has put so much work in, and why would he have to go to the PGs? It's just that whole shit. That's why that whole term has to be done. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like Passwords put so much work in. This nigga's dead ass serious. Back when he was like 15, 16, he was battling Illmac and all that shit. Niggas don't even know about that shit right there.
And son,
like, Passwords been doing this.
He just beat DNA, too. He just beat DNA.
Yep.
Like, clearly beat DNA. Like, clearly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful, man. I don't hear niggas talking about he need a PG battle. Fuck out of here, man. This nigga been doing it for the West Coast, holding down the West Coast for how long, man? That's crazy talk.
Yo, he beat DNA. He beat Skilly. He beat Remy.
He beat Shine.
There you go.
They be, yo, I mean, what the hell is, so why is people sleeping on Pat so much for?
You know why, son? Because he's not the shoot him up, you know, on the corner battle rapper. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't really Pat's styles and shit. He's more versatile. I mean, I think Passwords could battle, hold his own against anybody, son, on some real shit, though, B.
Yeah.
For real.
Yo, let's take a call and see what they have to say.
Let's go.
860, are you on?
Yo, what's poppin'? What's good, my people?
Mr. Zippo,
you already know, my nigga. You call, y'all chime in at the perfect time so I can talk about lust, because you know damn well I'm not going to let y'all slander my man like that. That's not how it's going to go down. Y'all can't slander my beloved like that. Listen, let me say this.
No,
man. Bar for bar, my two, break it down. Bar for bar, Lux, 3-0 I said it. I said it. 3-0, 3-0 I'm not saying it's a body. It's not a body. You feel me? I got to give Hollow his credit. His rebuttals was crazy, and his approaches, his angles was hard. But, you know, I like them bars, like them double entendres, them triple meanings, them crazy how everything relates. Hollow has some type of, I don't know how to really put it, but some of the things he said didn't make sense. That whole angle about, oh, Lux don't make no sense. I mean, he used the Viking thing as an example, but Viking come and live with two. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to take no points. I'm not trying to, like, picking at everything he said, but you got to do it with a battle of this magnitude. You feel what I'm saying?
Mr. Zippermo, let me ask you a question, my brother. You don't think it took Lux a while to, like, really attack Hollow, man, and go for his neck, bro?
All right, well, I'm going to put it like, I think the whole first and second round was setting up the third. The first and second round was bar heavy, like I'm talking about, because this thing about it, if he would have came straight at Lux, like, I mean, straight at Hollow, how he did the third round of the whole battle, people going to be tripping, like, oh, he preaching, it's the preacher Lux, he don't got, he just talk to people, trying to, you feel like what I'm saying, that's what they was going to say. So if you come with the bars for the first two, and then the third, it's not like he had no bars either, he had crazy bars, but it was incorporated more with the positive thing that people going to say he preaching and all that. Well, Hollow was crazy, though. That was the best Hollow I ever seen, probably since Big T. Like, he didn't kill Big T. He beat Big T, but Big T had some bars, so he fought back. But that goes back to the question y'all was asking about the performance thing. If that battle happened in, let's say, Black Star, let's say that was Lux versus Miles, would it be close?
Wow.
Because if y'all ask me this, if y'all ask who started the whole thing, I'm going to tell you straight up, it's the fans and it's the venues. Because once they got on camera, like in big venues, you know, you see the crowd going crazy. That affects how the people view the battle. So that made people change their style more to appeal to the crowd. If it was just like a party yard versus Murder Mook, where you don't got people in the crowd barely saying nothing, you know, it wouldn't be close to me personally, because I can't. That was the first battle I ever seen was J Mills versus Murder Mook. Even though there was a crowd, they wasn't, you feel me, they wasn't really wilding out for the crazy bar, because there was some crazy bars in that battle. They wasn't wilding out like that. They was letting them rap. now, you know, it's not like that no more. You got people, he going to get this work, all that type of stuff that opens to the performers because, you feel me, it's the biggest 2,000 people in the room. Like, of course, it's going to be different. You see what I'm saying?
Yo, what you think about Lux and Mook Part 2, though?
Nah, listen, I'm going to say Mook, to me, was still the closest to beat Lux, and that's no knock on Hollow. But I think Mook and Lux, the first one, and now the second one, and hearing from Mook on your show, because that was my concern. I'm glad you asked that question too, brothers, because my concern was, yo, I know they're cool, they're friends outside, so what's that going to translate to inside them? Because I don't like when, like, Calico versus Rex, they be laughing and joking at each other. That's not what I want to see. Like, even if y'all cool when y'all in there, don't do that. Do that after the battle. You feel me? Go for each other's necks when y'all in there. And I think that's what they're going to, these two, man, I think they're going to get crazy. Honestly, I don't want to pick against Lux, man, but Mook might be.
We know you're not picking against Lux.
I'm not going to pick against Lux because it's hard. You can't. It's like picking against Charlie Clips. How can you pick against them, even though I think Hollow going to beat him? Honestly, I think him and Hollow, are going to be the first person to clearly beat Clips. But, because that's the last battle. I just read his tweets. Just going off his tweets, he said it's his last battle ever. He said nobody hit him up for battles after Clips. He said that's it for a minute. So I think if you're going to go out, you know Hitman going to go out with something crazy.
Yo, he just said this now?
Yeah, he said that's it. He said he's going to fade to, by quote, he's going to fade to black after.
I don't believe that shit.
Nah. You don't?
Nah, he's trying to hype up his next battle probably.
That's all, Caps. But if you're talking about the performance thing, you know what I think you can look at as a perfect example of that was from K-Rock versus Charlie Clips to K-Rock versus Kaboom, because versus Clips, K-Rock was saying some shit, but he didn't have that energy. And then when he came back with Kaboom, he knows that shit. Yeah, nah, he had bars. Clips didn't kill him. Clips beat him clearly, but Clips beat everyone every round, all four of them. But Brock was saying some shit, but it wasn't the same. That's why when he came back in this Kaboom, if you just watch this first round versus Kaboom and look at the difference, he came with that energy. That was like the reincarnation of Tate, right? He came with that energy, got the whole crowd, and ever since then, that's been his style type of thing. So I'm telling you, it's the crowd that's what made performance heavy, because even versus Cortez, Hitman wasn't performing like that. You feel me? He wasn't doing no remixes or no crazy shit like that for the crowd. That's what made it happen like that.
That's what it is, man. Is it
let me ask you this question. No, let me ask this question before I bounce out real quick. Do y'all think that this whole battle rap thing, it can become like where you just a battle rapper? You don't got to work on music, like where you could get that type of following behind it? Because everybody want to do the music thing, because that's a larger fan base. It's a way larger fan base. You think it could ever be to the point? It's growing fast, so. Can y'all ever see it grow to the point where it's like that? See, I'm a battle rapper. That's all I do. I'm in the battle rap industry. I don't make music for the radio or nothing like that.
I think that's a great question. Personally, I mean, if you look at cats on the battle rappers, I think most of them, like Calico, you see Surf, Shotgun, Suge, Verb, etc. Mm-hmm. I think they don't want to be stuck in that box, Mr. Zip 'Em Up. I don't think they like being in that box just as a battle rapper. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you got Joe Budden's co-signing Surf, yada, yada, yada. So I don't think they want to be in that box. But, yo, who knows with these battle rappers, fam? That's hard to answer, though. Real talk.
But for battle, let's say a battle could sell out Madison Square. I'm just saying, let's have ambition. Let's say a battle could sell out Madison Square. You think they're going to still not want to be in that box? If you getting that type of money, y'all feel like the industry do?
I think it's possible, to be honest with you, man. It's already moving that direction, it seems like.
It is. But at the same time,
it would be a good look as long as the shit don't get crazy and watered down, and we already see that happening. You feel me?
Right.
We already see that the money's already fucking the battles up and shit. Before they used to care, these niggas don't really care no more, son.
That's true. I think the money definitely. But the money could also be a motivation in a way. I mean, if somebody know for like Lux, if somebody know you getting $40,000 and you're going to come up there and choke, you know for a fact he's going to slander you. Like, you can't do that. You can't. If people know you're getting paid $40,000, you can't. You feel me? No, there's no way you could do that. You can't go out like that.
I dig it, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you calling in, man.
Give me every fan moment, nigga.
It's already, man, angry fan movement, man. This is what we're doing for the fans, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I appreciate
y'all,
man.
Yo, I just want to say one thing before we take the next call. Lil Boosie is officially free. I'm going to say that.
What? Boosie?
Boosie is officially free and was released from prison this evening. I want to say that on air.
Oh, so, shit, Boosie about to go to the booth and get crazy, I bet you.
All right,
I want to ask you brothers a question, man, because y'all was talking about the money aspect of battle rap. Do you think when Mook started saying he won 25K and then now you got Lux talking about he got his 40K, is it tough now for these leagues to book the top tier cats because the asking price is going to be something astronomical now? What y'all think about that, B?
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. Because I honestly believe if Lux and Mook can ask that, then I think Rex need to be somewhere around it. You got to think about how many people actually did shit. There's a whole bunch of shit involved, man. You see, yeah. Reed Dollars a month, the money was kind of concerned and all this shit. Like, what's good?
A cat like Reed Dollars, who we haven't seen in a hot minute, for him to ask for a lot of bread or past battles that you have, and we haven't seen you with the new wave of battle rap, I couldn't see maybe a league shelling out mad paper. Doesn't he have to, like, earn his stripes to get that big paycheck or not?
I believe so. Well, how long was Lux gone for before he came out? Let me think.
Wow.
Lux is gone for a little minute.
Yeah, Lux is gone for a hot minute, though. That's real.
Yeah.
What you think, Tim?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's a lot harder now. You know, especially if you paying somebody this much money and they haven't come back and proven before you pay them that they still got it and that they deserve it.
I'm about to fuck the game up real quick. Hey, yo, Tim, like who you got winning?
Yes,
Pasta or Diz?
Woo. Oh,
man. You going to fuck the game up real quick.
Pasta or Diz?
Cats, you killing me. I got Pasta winning that battle.
You got Pasta winning clearly?
I got Pasta. I mean, not clearly. I don't think it was as much of a crazy blowout that some people have been saying, but I got him winning that battle.
Yo, man. I think that shit is close to what everybody's saying, man, in my opinion. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
People are saying Pasta was swagging on this. I got to be
honest. He was, B.
You think he was?
Yeah, Caps. I think he was swagging.
Yo, his charisma up there. Yo, his charisma on that stage, though. Yo, that shit is.
I gotta be honest with you, bro. I seen him better than that. He didn't really. See, I seen him when he. I like when he zoned out, but the swag part, it didn't really hit me right there. Like sometimes he was just looking kind of corny to me, and I'm a
fat.
He was looking kind of corny to me sometimes versus this, but this was fucking up. You gotta go with Pasta, but. What are we talking about his swag here? Because I wasn't, like, feeling he was swagging with this nigga. He was getting a little bit tied to coin to me.
The swag thing is kind of like, and you know, I'm glad you're talking about that. Are we, as battle rap fans, taking that word swag and just, like, beating it to a pulp? I mean, is it because your fucking shirt is matching your belt and your kicks and your hat and your fitted? Does that mean
exactly.
You got swag? You know what I mean?
Is all this a part of the game now?
I hope it doesn't fuck it up, man. I don't know.
That swag word is kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Swagged on you.
It's used too much. Yeah.
It's just like the word classic is used too much.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Body bag used too much. You know what I mean?
You are right. You are right.
But, yo, let me ask you one real quick before we go about Pat State.
Yeah, yeah.
Who y'all had? Did Pat beat Math, Head Ice, and Arsenal? Is that true or false?
Say that again?
Did Pat State beat Arsenal, Mav Hoffa, and Head Ice?
Yes.
I say yes, too, Tim.
I want to say yes. I can be more front. Like, I didn't like Arsenal somewhat in that battle. But I'm going to say yeah. I'll say yeah. You know, there's some battles that I actually really do like Arsenal in, to be honest with you, man. And I'm actually realizing this shit as I be watching some of his old battles and shit. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people think when we be saying that shit be filler, he is really disrespectful at times and shit, my nigga. That shit, he be clever as hell when he do his shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to another caller. All right, we got 469, you on?
This exactly what I mean, nigga.
Oh,
y'all
shit.
Got me battling a skinny leg G, nigga. Now, How else could I come on my first appearance on this show without saying that, man? I had to say that, man. What's going on?
Sir.
Three-letter man, Caps, Tops, what's going on? This is your boy Chuck from GMB, man. I run the Goods the Fan Club page, man.
Yeah, Chuck, what's poppin'?
Oh, yeah, what's up? Oh, not much, man. I just, you know, I wanted to call in, man, because, you know, I support the whole Angry Fan movement to the death, man. You know what I'm saying? I watch the videos. I post them on my Twitter every time I see them. So, you know, I just had to call in and show love, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, I really respect
that,
my nigga. You definitely do it. Real shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like I called in at the perfect time because y'all started talking about swag, and since I work for the inventor of battle rap swag, I'm the perfect person to talk about this.
What is swag?
Now, this is the thing about swag, though. It ain't got nothing to do with what the hell you got on. See, this is the thing. Goods can get on the stage and just stand there and don't say nothing without his shit matching, and people just want to see what he going to do. That's swag. Yeah. It's just certain. Yeah. It's just a presence. It's an aura. It's something about him. You know, that's all it is, man. It ain't got nothing to do with what you got on. Now, you know, Goods takes pride in his appearance and tries to, you know, make sure his shit is matching and all of that. But
hey, hold on. Can I say something about
that
real quick? Yo, I want niggas to take pride. I mean, you on a fucking, you're going to be on YouTube, my niggas. You niggas be coming to battle raps, be looking mad bummy sometimes, my niggas. Real talk, battle rappers.
It's women in that damn crowd. You know what I'm saying? You coming up there looking crazy. You know, it don't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, but at the end of the day, though, you know, that's something that hopefully I hope they don't catch on to, because that's something that Goods uses to his advantage all the time. So, you know, that's something that works in our favor. So I hope they stay bummy, you know what I'm saying, to be honest with you. But for real, though, before y'all kick me off, what I really called for is to get an apology from Caps. This nigga chose Danger Zone for some ungodly reason. I have no idea why. And then when he did his recap, he went real light on it. You know what I'm saying? He really apologized. So we need that full apology. He made a horrible mistake, and we need to know that he apologizes for it. That's what the whole thing is. All right.
You got it, bro. I apologize. You got it. I didn't see it coming like that, man.
Killed that boy without even rapping. He didn't even have to say a word. He could have just stood there and beat that boy, man. That was crazy.
And that doesn't make no sense right there.
But it does, though, because, listen, I totally respect the Angry Fan movement and what y'all do, man, but I don't have time to sit around and just break down bars and bars. I don't know what the hell Danger Zone was talking about. I couldn't follow this shit, you know what I'm saying? No shot to Danger Zone. He a good dude, you know. He took all the promo shit I threw at him. He took it real well. He never, you know, said nothing crazy and then, you know, didn't X-Factor me or nothing like that. So it went real good. But, you know, it's just like, man, if this shit if it ain't hitting,
right,
then you ain't really saying nothing, even if this shit is complex as hell, you know what I'm saying?
Who won? I mean to cut you off. I want to catch you off,
no,
but I want to cut you off, though. Who won, QP or Clean?
See, I seen that battle. But see, like I said, I watched the shit. I watch it once. To me, it was Clean Paper, you know what I'm saying, the dude from Detroit, you know what I'm saying, just because he made me feel a kind of way. I wanted to hear what he had to say. I've caught myself during the battle hoping that the dude from California would just hurry the hell up so I could see if Clean Paper was going to slip or not. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit.
I feel you.
Chuck, let me ask you a question,
you,
man.
Yeah,
the
what's
battle,
up?
The battle with Goods and X-Factor. I remember before the battle, X-Factor was talking real reckless, like he's going 3-0 Goods. How personal did Goods take that when X-Factor was making those kind of comments, bro?
Well, that's what fueled the whole thing. And to be honest, a lot of people, you know, just going back to that battle, a lot of people don't remember. That battle got pushed back like 2 or 3 times. So in the beginning of it, the him saying he was going 3-0 Goods is what really fueled it. But towards the end, it started becoming where he was doing a lot of, like, you know, I don't want to disrespect the man or whatever, but he was just doing a lot of whining about what was going on with the promotion and all of that. You know, we put the picture out and all that shit. You know, he got really upset about that, and then that's kind of what fueled it at the end, you know what I'm saying? It did make a difference, though, because Good's the type of guy, he needs to be motivated to do this because he really wants to do the music. And that's
right.
The other thing I want to get across before I go. Life is Good's. The EP is coming. Everybody, if you're a Good's fan, get ready. He working hard on it. I don't even talk to the nigga no more because he in the studio all day, every day. So
I got to have a gallon, though.
He is focused.
I got the half a gallon, though. I still bumping the half a gallon, though.
Yeah, yeah, man, the half a gallon, absolutely. But if you want to hear something more recent, man, go get that Hangover mixtape. It's on Dat Piff right now. You can pick, you can pick that up right now.
Dat Piff.
Yeah, it's on
there
right now. The Hangover. Go get it. It's got everybody on there. Murder Mook on there. Mickey Fax. Everybody on that thing, man. Go get it.
Definitely.
We appreciate it.
But let me get my one more opinion on the Lux shit, though.
Right.
I definitely agree with y'all, bros. And listen, man, when it comes to battle, I listen to Caps, man. That nigga Caps tell me who won, and I just ride with it because I don't know, man. That nigga might have said something I ain't catch. So I don't know what the hell be going on sometimes. But listen, when it comes down to that battle, what I see is that I definitely agree. When you watch it and you break it down, Holla, he won. I think Holla won 2-1. But I think when we look at this battle in 5-6 years, and you talk about this battle, the first thing that's going to come out of a nigga mouth is, stand up, niggas don't lean. I mean, so he may have won, but I think the impact over the years is going to be Lux's. I think that's where he's going to shine right there, is that down the line, people really will forget a lot of what Hollow did, but Lux shit will be remembered because of how hard it really hit.
So Lux might have lost the battle but won the war down the line?
Exactly. Because when we go back and look at this battle in 5 years, you ain't going to remember every single line. But the things that you'll remember are the highlights, the big things. The stand-up niggas don't lean ain't going nowhere. That shit's going to be in battle rap vernacular forever. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't never going nowhere.
Word.
So, yeah, you know, in my opinion, I think Lux, you know, I think they both came out looking good. But, you know, I think Lux, you know, in the end, will be remembered for having a great battle, and his shit will be remembered for longer, though.
Word, Chuck.
We appreciate you calling in, man.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Yeah, I'll be tuning in, man.
That's what it is, man.
Got you.
All right. Peace.
Yo. Shout out to Goods, man. Shout out to Goods Fan Club, you already know. Yo, Caps,
yo.
Timbo, where do you guys rank Goods anyway?
Goods?
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, yo. Did you see the Goods and J Mills?
Yeah, I saw that, though. I saw that. I paid $2 for that joint.
Yeah.
Huh? I paid the $2 for the joint, yeah.
Oh, definitely, yo. That shit, my nigga? Yo, it look like Goods and then swap J Mills.
Yeah, but I'm talking about his overall career, though. Is he a legend? Is he top tier? Is he one of them cats that? Because to me, Goods picks and chooses his battles, I noticed, though.
Yo, check this out. Since we're on this subject, I'm going to piggyback this a little bit further. Because Goods falls into this category. How do you niggas feel about a lot of these niggas having battles off cam that we know for a fact these niggas had? Because, yo, I think, does that fall into the legacy when we're talking about legends? Are we going by battles that we only seen?
I have to, Caps. I can't go battle that you had on the block and we don't see it.
Yeah.
You got it on stats.
But how the fuck are we going to say Cassidy is the battle king and we only see him versus Freeway, really? Let's be real. And they said Cassidy was running around battling everybody.
And we never saw them.
So it don't count?
To me, it doesn't, Caps, because the general public, me, you, Timbo, and the fans out there, we ain't never seen these battles,
bro.
Bro,
we ain't never
talk about them.
My nigga, think about all these Fight Club battles that we did not see. How can we say that, dog? Cortez is on math. Oh, how, fuck the battles we seen. What about the battles we didn't see? So pretty much you telling me if J Mills and Goods never popped up, that battle wouldn't count, my nigga. And that's a strong win for Goods. It's crazy to me. This battle is actually crazy, son. My brain just be everywhere with this shit.
Wow.
Yeah. My brain be everywhere with this battle rap shit. Son. How can we not count battles we didn't see? But then again, if we ain't seen, how can we? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, son.
Because I think we can't talk about it. I mean, three of us can't talk about a battle that we never, ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, they say Rex and Lux had a battle, I heard they talked about. And Rex supposedly beat Lux. But how do we know that? We ain't never seen that shit.
But that all falls into the legacy of these dudes. That's why it all goes back to why they're legends. That's why it's crazy. Where the fuck are these lost tapes at? Where are these battles? You mean none of these niggas had cameras? Where are these battles at?
Yeah.
Man. My bad, sir. I just zoned out real quick.
No, I feel you, though, Caps. I feel you. Next call, though, Timbo.
All right, let's take the next caller. We got 757. 757, you want?
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on,
Virginia?
People, man? It's, yes, sir. It's Stefan, you know, at real ST3PH3M, man. I be tweeting y'all boys daily, man, with this battle rap stuff,
my dog Stefan.
He a Daylight fan. He a Daylight fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? I told that going Dre that I was going to hit y'all, man, so we can discuss this 40 and Daylight matchup, man.
Talk about
it. Let's get it. Let's talk about
you know
it.
I mean? First, I want to backtrack, you know what I'm saying? Cause I know I tweeted all three of y'all one time about the B-Magic Daylight jump, you know what I'm saying? And then y'all told me how y'all felt. Y'all were calling me type crazy because I felt how I felt, man. With some bars that went over heads, man. A lot of people say Daylight don't got bars, but, you know, they go over heads, but they say it never land. But they land to me, man. I guess it's a preference thing for real when it come down to it.
Stephen, let me ask you a question. I know you fuck with Quillmania Hard Body, my dude. What's the last Daylight battle that he won? Can you tell me?
Honestly, I think I got him beating Head Ice. I know Cap said he beat Head Ice. I don't know what battle Cap was watching. He said Head Ice beat Daylight, but
I got Head Ice beating Daylight too, though.
But how though?
How?
Like, how?
Oh man!
You know, honestly, that must go back to that word swag. I guess that's you know.
Do you see the battle with Daylight XL?
Oh, but see, that was for XL promotion. For I don't think Daylight was even
what?
You know.
Oh, come on. Are we really going to ride with that?
I'm saying.
Nah, I'm not saying. But come on now. We've seen better Daylight. Let's be honest. I mean,
what about Daylight and Scheme?
Yeah, he done fucked up calling up here.
Yeah.
What about Daylight and Scheme? What's your answer for this?
Honestly, I ain't got no excuse for that.
But what about
MC? I ain't got no.
I got
him beating MC.
Whoa.
Come on.
Don't do that, man.
We actually got to wrap it up, man. We actually got the guest of honor on the show right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, look, can y'all keep it plugging? I want to talk to 40, though.
Absolutely. We appreciate you calling. All right, we got the guest of honor right here. 40 bars. What is up?
What's popping?
40.
40, what's good, mama?
Hi, y'all. What's going on with you?
Chilling.
We want to thank you for calling up real shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to get right into it. Like, are you going to beat Daylight?
Yeah, I'm going to beat Daylight.
I think the schemes are going to be crazy, man. I know you're working hard right now.
You know what's so crazy is that they either going to hate me or love me for it, but I didn't even go super hard schemes with him.
What?
Nah, damn.
Wow. Okay. Is this gonna be? Are you gonna come with a different style, or what?
I wouldn't say. You kind of sort of like you know. I try to approach each battle a little differently, and I don't think schemes will be enough for Daylight. I don't think that's what. I don't think that's what's gonna get me the dub. I'm gonna do a lot of talking to Daylight. If I will let y'all know one thing, I'm gonna do a lot of talking to Daylight.
Okay.
Yo, 40. This is Three Letter Man.
Yeah.
My two brothers right here would tell you that. You are my favorite female battle rapper. This ain't nothing me just telling you this because you're on the show.
Yes.
My boys would tell you, I fucks with you so hard body. I want to ask you a few questions, mama. Like, for
Shoot.
Real, let's set it off. Do you
Shoot.
Think you undefeated?
In the ring or out the ring?
Yeah. In the ring.
In the ring, I'm undefeated.
You're talking
only one L?
Okay.
I feel like I don't have any L's. I feel like the only L I took was EMA X.
That's what I was going to say.
Hard session days. Yeah, that's outside of the ring. But in the ring, no, I haven't lost in the ring.
Okay. Okay. I mean, oh, man. I got to agree with her. I mean, I don't see anyone.
Let me tell you something, bro. Them girls in there, Queen of the Ring, because, you know, that shit is based out of New York. They try to front on 40 when she first stepped on that ring, but they cannot deny her, son. They couldn't deny her.
They didn't want to fuck with me because I'm different from them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them didn't fuck with me because I'm a lot different. I'm not as aggressive or, you know, I'm not as fun to watch as a lot of the other girls, I guess. Well, you know.
That's bullshit, 40.
We fuck with
you. Let me ask you a question. What do you feel about that? When people say like you versus Duchess, they said some people had Duchess winning. I had you winning. But some people did say it was close because of performance. They say you don't have performance. How do you feel about that?
Okay, see, this is what I can let you guys. This is what I understand. All right.
Okay.
So I guess performance is you know, being entertaining to watch and giving some people something to see. I totally get that. And I know in times I've been drier than other times. But on the same token, everyone's fucking performance is different. So my performance doesn't entail me running through the ring or super loud, or I don't use a lot of affects or gestures when I'm rapping. Like, I don't do that. That's just not me. I don't talk like that in person. It's just not me. So if that's my performance, maybe I got a fucking schoolgirl performance. Maybe I got a fucking librarian performance. That's my fucking performance. That's what's so crazy about it. Like, they're like, we don't got no performance. No, I have a different performance. Now, I don't think that, I swear to God, with every fiber of my being, I don't see at all how Duchess came, how people could see that she won that battle.
Me neither.
I don't see it at all. And
I like the third round, though. I ain't going front, though.
Yo, Duchess had some shit here and there, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to play her and say she didn't have nothing at all. But I don't see Duchess have, I don't think that battle, there was nothing in it that she said that made it debatable. Like,
right. It was 2-1 to me.
Yeah, like, I could rock with that. Like, I don't think she had enough. Like, I think a lot of people come against me that have some good shit and good angles, but I don't think they have enough.
Who's your tough opponent?
Huh?
My toughest opponent, I always say it was Norma because, like, I had to fix the whole aggression. Everybody was wondering if I could step up, you know, and do that. But Tori was a big one, too. My favorite, they all loved her. I felt like the whole gym was on her side, so it was kind of like...
That shit was classic.
No, that was it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought Bonnie was going to be my hardest one.
Mm-hmm. 40, this is Timbo here. I got a quick question for you. Are you anticipating Daylight to do some shit in that ring? Some sort of antics, just something crazy.
No, I think Daylight's really smart because he has everybody doing exactly what he's best at, and that's getting people talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Daylight's going to come with an antic. I don't. I'm not anticipating it. I hope that he doesn't. I hope that I feel like if he beats me, which I doubt it, if he comes in, he bars up, and I lose, then may the best man win. Like, fuck it. But if he comes with an antic, it's going to take away from my battle because if I fuck him up, then I'm like, well, he wasn't going hard. Or, you know what I mean? So it's not going to be what I'm trying to get out of the battle. So hopefully he doesn't do that.
And that's my main problem with Daylight right there is that the battle shouldn't feel like hopefully he's not going to come with an antic and it'll take away from the battle. That's one of my major problems with Daylight is that right there part. How she said hopefully.
You know what it is? The supporters allow that to happen. I'm not trying to be funny, but a lot of the things battlers are responsible for, and I feel the fans are responsible for a lot of shit. If the fans started setting the fucking bar where it's supposed to be,
talk about it.
Like making, you know what I'm saying? Like they keep making like all kind of exceptions for people. I'm not even just speaking about Daylight, just all kind of shit. What's okay if he does this because I laughed when he did it? Nah, that's not the fucking sport, my nigga. This isn't clown battling. This isn't fucking rapping. So if people don't keep the bar high enough, then it leaves room for anyone to come in and make a mockery of this shit and do whatever the fuck they want to do. And so, you know, you can't be mad. If a nigga like Daylight can get through and rap 3 bars and pull down his pants and niggas still book him, I'm not mad at Daylight. I'm mad at the motherfuckers who's booking him.
Forty, that's real shit.
40, who's in your Mount Rushmore females battle rap?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any of those.
All right. What about your top 5 right now?
My top 5 right now.
Yeah.
I don't have a top 5 with females right now.
Damn. What about
not
you
like that? There's there's a whole bunch of dope bitches out there. Don't get me wrong. I just feel like it's either one or the other. Like niggas ain't that consistent, or they're not. Like it's just all kinds of shit. But I think
I
top 5 chicks doing
that.
It right now. I tell you, the top 5 chicks doing it right now is fucking. Jazz.
Why
Jazz?
Jazz.
I fuck with Jazz, man. I fuck with Jazz. Jazz is, like I said, Jazz is one of the few people, the only person I feel like that would be my competition bar for bar wise.
Wow. I would be Jazz?
Jazz can't beat me, but I feel like that's the person I'll be sweating the right for, but I'm not.
Word?
Jazz can't beat me.
Not Hustle? Not QB?
I never consider battling QB because, like, that's my nigga. Like, I know it sounds corny, people like all this friendship, but that's the only person I've ever said I wouldn't battle in this shit.
Okay.
So I never really considered a QB like that.
Mm-hmm.
I never think about battling, but as far as Hustle,
I want
to
see that
all around battler. So my problem with Hustle would be like, damn, like I have to bring everything. Like my bars, I don't think that'll be a problem. I just need to make sure my performance, like I make sure my aggression is there. Like Hustle's a great all around battler, so I'd have to, you know, step my shit up for that. But bar for bar, I don't think Hustle can beat me. No.
Mm.
I don't think any of these girls can beat me bar for bar. And I don't like saying that because it makes you sound cocky and crazy, but I don't. Maybe Jazz. That's it.
Jazz? Okay,
maybe.
Okay. You know, everyone is one. Everyone says you an official. What do you think about official bar for bar? Or line for line, I guess you
official's
would say.
Official's dope. I think official's dope. I think, she's another one collectively, like her, you know, with her aggression and her presence and her bars. She's dope. I'm not going to sit here and act like she don't have no bars or she's all performance. Like, she's dope, but she's not someone I'm worried about beating me bar for bar. If we're in a quiet room or something like that, official would lose, clearly. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. Like, I could be wrong, but that's how I feel. And that's just because,
like
that's the biggest argument. Yeah, that's the biggest argument people may have is, her presence and her you know, if you know, her performance and shit. So if you take away that that factor, what's left with the bars, I don't see nobody beating me bar for bar.
Look, C-Ash?
Feel that.
Huh?
You like C-Ash bar for bar? I mean, her bars?
Yeah, fuck with Shane. I was fucking with her on the page earlier today talking shit because Shayna tried to play me in her little blog she did, but I fuck with Shayna. I don't want to seem like I'm trying to play her because I was just talking shit earlier, but
right.
Shayna definitely can't beat me bar for bar. She's not even someone who – she's definitely can't. Official could come closer to Shayna. Shayna can't beat me bar for bar.
40, what about a rematch with Young Goddess?
I'm going to be honest on how I feel about those, and you guys can say I'm a sucker or whatever like this. If the opportunity presented itself, I'm going to be this how I feel. If the opportunity presented itself, then fuck it, we could do it. I'm not into rematches, but I feel like regardless of how whack the battle was, one round or not, I got a judged win there, so it doesn't make any sense to risk that and go backwards. Caddis could beat me next time, then what? So if it was worth it, I'd do it. If it was worth it, I'd do it. Like, you know, I'd do it.
Mm. 40, I got a quick question for you. I don't know if you saw this this announcement at all today, but what's from the Lady Luck versus this Hustle shit?
Oh, yeah.
I definitely saw that.
What's your take on that?
I don't think that's a good move for Luck, but I think Lady Luck, she's dope. She's a vet. I think she's dated. I think she's gonna get fucked up, yo. That's just my opinion. I think she's gonna get fucked up. I don't think there's too many girls today that she could get in a ring with and not get fucked up.
Cause the game is so different now. Back when
she be talking that shit. Yeah, she be talking that shit. I see official would fuck her up. Shayna would fuck her up. I'll fuck her up. Like, I see a lot of people doing that. So shout out to Hustle because I don't see Luck making it out of that.
40. We had Couture on the show early this week, and she was saying that a lot of girls are ducking her. Yo, what you think about that, man? Couture.
All right, that's another thing I feel fairly strongly about. I feel like Couture's dope, too. I feel like if chicks are ducking her, that's the fucking game. I can't feel sorry for the next bitch because bitches are ducking me. You know what I'm saying? Like, people make it seem. It's true, and I be telling the fish out on page, too, my nigga. Like, people duck me, too. Like, Jazz still won't battle me. Shayna clearly just listed three other people before me in her blog. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own things going on. I can't even get the people I want. So that's the game. That's the ropes. It's fucked up, but she needs to... She needs to do other things, to go and look for other leagues, to look for battle some niggas. Like, you see, I'm about to battle this nigga Daylight because these bitches is playing. I'm not going to let anybody dictate my grind. So, if they don't want to take me, I'm on to the next.
That's crazy. That's wild. They scared of you like that.
I don't know what it is. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, people's bullshit. Like, I don't got time. I'm trying to, out of sight, out of mind. So, I'm going to still grind regardless.
Why is Jazz fronting, though?
You got to really ask her that because I'm dying to know myself. I don't know what's going on with that. She calls me on every interview. Like, I don't understand why we haven't been set up yet because it's not me. It's definitely not me.
So it's just so Jazz is being scary.
That's what it looks like to me. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I was going to battle Couture. Like, they offered me Couture, too. I was going to take Couture, but then it was a her or Bonnie, and I took Bonnie because everybody wanted to see me versus Bonnie. And if I didn't take Bonnie, it would have been like, who do you want to with Bonnie? Just all kind of dumb shit. So
You 3-0 Bonnie, too. You know that, right?
You know, I feel the same way. Niggas be arguing me down about that, so I just be falling back, not saying nothing.
I actually had a 3-0. I fuck with Bonnie, though, but I had a 3-0. Bonnie was off there. I'm not going to say that that you bodied her because of the vibe. She kind of was off. I ain't going to front. But you was too much for her. It was. It is what it is.
I felt the same thing. As soon as, when I looked at Bonnie when we were battling, she seemed different. So I don't know what it is. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't, I think Bonnie has some good angles.
That's not taking nothing away from your win, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. 40, we got a lot of callers that want to, we got a lot of callers that want to talk to you. We're going to take a couple of calls for you right now.
That works.
All right. We got a 978. 978, you on?
That's Boston. That's Massachusetts.
978?
That's a Massachusetts number.
You guys, tell them to speak up next time. We got 929.
I think I remember when they made this one. I don't know what it was about this. The PlayStation 2 had the most Dragon Ball Z. The reason why everybody went like Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3 for the week.
I don't know what they're
Dragon called. Ball Z.
917. 917, New York, you there? 917. 917.
Oh, my God, they don't want to talk to me.
Man, these people need to get on the phone. All right, 860, you there? 860.
That's CT. I'm getting go with this area code.
860, you there? 860.
Damn, that shit is crazy because all the lines is on fire right now.
All the lines
niggas,
are on.
All the lines
414, you hear?
Yo, take 409.
409, all right.
We ain't even going to play.
All right, here we go. 409, you on?
Yo, what's going on?
Big, what's up? 978 just hit me back. Damn.
Yo, I want to say what's up to 40 Balls. You're my favorite female, real talk.
Hey, what's poppin'?
My question to you is, though, you know, I think you could have been offered a lot of people, but what make you take somebody so unpredictable like Daylight?
You said you believe that I was offered a lot of people?
Yeah, because he might do some dumb shit like shit on the stage, and you will be remembered for that. You know, it might taint your legacy because you getting better every battle, and it just surprised me that you would take somebody just so unpredictable, even though his name is up there, you know what I'm saying?
That's the key reason why it's there. Like, everything I do is for prestige or some type of, I have an ulterior motive behind it, and Daylight is one of the highest viewed male battlers, you know what I mean? Period. So,
yeah, I dig you.
That's the main reason why I took him. Yeah, that's the, you're right, exactly. So that's the main, and he has a cult following. So even though I don't agree with the shit he has, like, he has a crazy following. So if all those people see me fuck him up or have it debatable or however it plays out, then it'll be a good look for me nonetheless, instead of what, not sitting down and not waiting 6-7 months waiting for these bitches to want to battle me and shit. I don't got time.
I dig you. But I was listening to you earlier talking about who the other ladies out there or whatever, but it seemed like to me you kind of, like, the fans have more, I respect your humility, but it feel like you don't know how good you are. I don't think no female could see you, honestly, you know what I'm saying? And, like, Jazz, maybe Miss Hustle, because she is real good all around, but I think Jazz, she sometimes be like Chilla Jones. She takes forever. I be sitting there like, come on with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's so overrated, you know what I'm saying? But I do think she beat Miss Hustle because of the choke, but without the choke, I got Miss Hustle winning.
Nah, she lost. Jazz fucked up. She lost. Jazz lost that battle.
Yeah, but we didn't see the choke. Without the choke, I got Hustle winning, but we didn't see the real battle, so I really can't call it. But I think, like, real talk, the only female, if I could have any battle, it would be Official. And I think the only reason you wouldn't battle Official, because you're just trying to, you know, build your name up even more. But real talk, Official murder all these hoes except you. You know, that's the one we all wait on. That's what we want to see, real talk. I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm down here in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to appreciate you calling in, my G.
Right.
Thank you for calling out, definitely. Thank you for the love. Come on.
Hey, Foy, real quick, what you thought about QB and Jazz? Were you surprised that Jazz beat QB?
I don't know. I wasn't sure how that battle was going to play out. They're two totally different. QB's my sis, but I like Jazz's style of rapping more, if that makes sense.
True, no doubt.
Kinda like, it was kind of weird for me. I think that they gassed that battle, though. People were telling me, like, she bodied QB if she didn't. You know what I mean? That's what I thought was a force about that shit. They tried to make it seem like she bodied QB, but I didn't agree with that.
We're going to go to the next caller right here. We got 484. 484, you on? 484?
Yo. 3-letter man, yo, this is Lynx, man.
Lynx, what's good, my G?
What's going on, my G? Angry fan, what's going on, my G?
What's going on? What's going on, baby?
Ain't shit, man. 40 still on?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, she be giving bitches that work, though.
Let's talk about it, Lynx.
Yeah, babe, she give bitches that work, man. That's what I like to see right there, man.
I tried. Thank you.
Is anybody stopping her right now?
Thing, man.
Is anybody stopping her, Lynx?
Shit, man. To be honest with you, though, man, I was just talking to 3-letter man earlier yesterday.
Mm.
You know, C3's my bitch, though. Now I mean,
yeah, C3.
Like, real shit, C3's my bitch, though. Like, I can't even front. Like, I fuck with what she's doing right there, you know what I mean? I'm definitely fucking with her. But I don't know. I think she could definitely – I think if C3 and 40 got into it, I think that should be official right there. Definitely be official.
C3 and 40?
Yeah. I think that'd be because I like the style
C3,
matchup on
that. I'll sit her down.
Damn.
Yeah, I think 40's too much for C3.
You think so?
Foy, I'm asking a question.
I fuck with C3, but I'll sit her down.
Foy, who you got, official or C3?
Word.
I got official taking that.
Official?
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. I got official taking that.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, not like to take that away from C3. I just feel like I feel like they're gonna hit C3 with the shit they hit me with. I don't think that C3 has a crazy performance. Like, niggas always talk about my performance. I don't think C3 has a crazy performance. I think she got dope ass bars. C3 can freestyle, all that shit too. So, and she's different. She raps more like with a poetic feel. So I think C3's dope. I just don't know
poetry.
If it's gonna be enough. I don't know if it's gonna be enough for official. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So.
40, real quick. Are you cool? 40, real quick. Are you cool with Foxy Brown?
Who?
Foxy Brown.
The rapper?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
No,
I mean, I don't know her personally.
No, let me tell you why. Because a couple of times I had tweeted out your song, I Got Bars for Them, the joint you got, that I fuck with heavy, real quick. She retweeted that shit 3 times, yo.
For real?
Real nigga shit. Real
talk,
I'm about
to follow that bitch because I ain't even following her, son. That's crazy. I'm not even following her.
That's what it is, though. That's what it is.
Yo, we're going to go to the next caller really quick. We got 617. 617, you want?
Boston.
617.
Boston don't want to talk.
Come on, B-Town. Nah, that's something wrong with his phone because he keeps hitting.
Yo, we got 617, another 617. You want? 617.
Boston, what's good?
This is hilarious.
Yo, people are going to get by their phones. All right, we got 201. 201, you here?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, this show's 973, man.
Oh, God.
Where I told the nigga I was going to highlight, I was going to show a little bit of support or whatever and shit. So,
my nigga,
show.
I definitely appreciate it, my nigga. You definitely did that.
No doubt. One
yo, you got 40 on, bro. Talk to him. What you got for him? I'm going to put her in a hot seat.
What's popping?
That tag team shit. You ever do that shit? Like, you remember that Sway and QB versus
Misfit and
Gaddison Directors QB and Sway.
You'll do that shit?
You said would I do it?
Yeah.
You and Chilla?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You don't pick Chilla up?
The main two from Boston known, right?
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We put in all for my city.
What's up with y'all, though? Yeah, y'all good, though? Because I don't really see y'all, like, together like that. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
We're not like, that's a common misconception. Like, everybody thinks that because we're from the same city. Like, we're not from a camp. We're not from the same camp or nothing like that. Like, that's my nigga. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like, we're not like in New Indoor, Bonnie and Newborn or fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm not, or yeah. being Team Homie. It's not like that.
Yeah,
I'm
not like that.
I met him through the battle and shit, so it's not like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
And funny, you've been battling for a minute. I think one of my first battles seeing you was like a while ago. I think you had battled a dude, I think I seen.
Yeah, Maroney. I battled Maroney on Grind Time.
How long ago was that?
That was, 2011. My first battle. July 2011.
That's a little.
So it'll be 3 years this time I've been battling.
You got
630, you on? Hey, y'all.
What's up, sis?
What's going on?
What's up, y'all?
You okay?
Hey, 40.
What's that, Josie?
Nah, this is somebody else. This Black ED 2001. That's okay. I said I wouldn't go call in today.
Oh,
I was going to fall back today because I'm, like, such a groupie of yours. But first off, I just want to give you props. Like, I think ain't nobody seeing you. I think Jazz is overrated. I think she's a nice girl. I think she's, you know, got a great personality. But I think she lost the hustle. I think she's dope, but I just don't think she's seeing you at all.
Thank you. I don't think so either. But I gotta be nice, so I don't think so either. But you know, you gotta be humble a little bit.
Ain't none of them seeing you. And I just got two comments. One, like, I know you 3-0'd Bonnie. I think Bonnie's dope though when she wanna be. But I think you 3-0'd her. But I also think, like, you know how in the beginning of your, when you first came to Queen of the Green, how they was hating on you so bad? I think they was also doing that to body that battle as well.
I don't agree. I feel like Bonnie got in that page and... Look at when Bonnie battled Lex Banco, when Bonnie battled Streams, when she battled Star Smiles, it wasn't no problem with no biasness because she was battling people that was less popular than her. When she battled someone that was equally as popular or even more a little bit now, niggas is being biased. No, you got the same effect that your opponents in the past got. That's what happens. And all that shit about people talking when you're rapping, that's part of crowd control.
They do that all the time.
That's
the
part
of
battle. And if you can't do that, then you know what I mean?
I think she was, like, scared. I don't know. Like, I think, like, you're the head bitch right now, other than, like, how people see, you know, how people be saying Jazz or Hustle. I think you head bitch, and I think the reason why you took Daylight, not just for, like, just to be the dude, but look at the shine you getting right now. Like, why not take Daylight? Yeah, he may come with some fuckery, but he got to deal with bars. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just think if he do try some bullshit, like, me as a fan, I ain't putting up with shit. I don't fuck with him at all. But, you know, that's just me. But I think you took it for the shine. Like, okay, you know, URL ain't trying to put you on the stage there, and Queen of the Ring, like, you know, bitches ducking you. So, yeah, why not take Daylight?
I feel like he was on the page talking crazy, like, he'll kill any of us, and he said, 40, I'll kill you. I was like, set it up, you know? So it is what it is.
I just got one more question before I got to go put my baby to bed, but I want to know, like, what's the whole writing process? Like, what's the whole writing process with 40 bars? And also, what is it harder for you to write or remember? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God, it's hard as fuck for me to write. I just stopped writing my daylight bars on Sunday. Like, I've been, like, it's not, and I never take, I've never wait like this close. Like, I try to get it out of the way and memorize. I smoke mad grass, so it's harder for me to memorize, but, I don't be trying to, like, I don't like making the same mistake twice. That choke feels like forever when you choke, so I don't be trying to go through that. But the writing process, I don't write full rounds all the way out. I write in chunks and stuff. Like if I get an idea for a scheme, I write that scheme or a punch or a setup or something like that. And then when it's time to put my rounds together, I write the transitional bars to make everything coincide. That's how you, like, eliminate filler and stuff like that.
Okay, one more thing, and I'm out for real. Okay, I think that if you can't get Jazz, I think Young Gaddis, to me, is number two on my list. You number one. But I think we really, if you can't get Jazz, the only reason why I want you to take Jazz is, yes, he do that bars, but I also think she's like the golden child. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see her knocked off. You know what I mean? I want to see her knocked off, shut down, whatever. And then if you can't get Jazz, we do want to see that Gaddis, because I think Gaddis is like an overall, she ain't on no aggressive shit, but I think she's like an overall good battler. Like Hollow, like overall got all of that shit. I think Gaddis got that as well. But other than that,
I wish you good luck.
Yeah, I wish you good luck. I love you so much. You is like the shit to me. And this is Black Indie 2001 on Twitter. All right, y'all.
You already.
Thank you so
appreciate
much for
it.
Calling.
Hey, 40.
Yeah.
You did a blog a couple of weeks ago when you was showing the massive, and I appreciate this because I seen a lot of times niggas be trying to downplay females doing, you know, writing their rhymes and shit. And you pulled out, you had like six composition books, and you just showing the massive all the rhymes you wrote, man. I really appreciate that because are you familiar with Nunu Nels who's trying to say that Official don't write her rhymes and all this other fuck shit, man? Are you, I mean.
Yeah, no, Nunu Nels. I catch one of that kind of shit, and I don't like when anybody says the ghostwriting shit. I feel like, yo, this our sport already got too many, you know what I'm saying, negative shit against it. Like, I think it's fucked up because it's so much easier to believe that a chick got bars ghostwritten for her. Like, it's not like niggas is lifting weights. It's not like, oh, my God, like she's bitch pressing 250 and a nigga spotting her on the low. Nah, dog, like, she's sitting down and writing bars. So I don't respect that shit. If you don't have proof for those kind of accusations, I mean, E. Hart insinuated that too in 100 Bars magazine. I don't appreciate that shit either. That shit's fucking whack, my nigga. That shit's whack. Mm-hmm. I'm consistent. Like, if you improve every battle, you do what you do. Like, I don't know. I don't like that ghostwriting shit. If it's unfounded, I don't respect those kind of things. That shit's whack.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to another caller right here. We got 347. 347, you on? 347? Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Peace.
Hey.
Yo, what's good, Angry Fan? You've been ducking us in the group, man. You've been ducking.
What's good? What's good? Who this?
This Jay.
Jay, funny ass.
You funny, man. You funny. And shout out to my son Curtis, too. You funny, man. You've been ducking us.
I got you. But, yo, bang 40 in the head with a question, man. A hard one.
Yo. Name five dudes that you want to kill. Five
Bam.
Of them.
Nice.
Me?
Nice.
Yeah, five.
Oh,
like this.
Oh, I got. Oh, okay. And they're not for just skill reasons, just because I want to kill them.
Damn. And it can't only be
Matt
you.
Matt Hoffa is number one. Matt Hoffa is number fucking one, okay?
Matt Hoffa?
Yes, Bonnie's husband.
Wow, okay.
DNA is definitely number two.
Wow.
I can't fucking stand DNA.
Wow. Let's go. You want to touch on that?
Not like personally. Like, we don't have any issues on like that, but I don't fucking like him. Like, I don't fucking like him. I think he's whack now, too.
Damn.
Ouch. Damn, who else? I'd want to battle Verb. He's mad ag, too. But for skill set, it would be different people. Those are just people who get on my nerve, and I'd want to battle them for corny reasons. Mm. But, like, Khan, Surf, like, I'd want to battle, like, you know.
Mm.
But what about one of the new dudes?
Name one, because I'm, like, I'm lost.
What about Press Mafia?
I have no idea who that is.
You gotta get his bars up.
Shame
then.
Shame on me. I watch his battle as soon as I get off the phone. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I have no idea.
What do you think about Danny Myers?
Danny Mize is definitely, let me tell you something. Somebody in the Midwest had asked me about potentially, like, would I battle Danny Mize, and I watched his footage, and I fucking like Danny Mize. I definitely would battle him. I'd want to battle him. I like him.
That's my nigga, 40. We'll talk.
Yeah, I like him. I like him.
Three, man. I got
they were saying he would kill me.
What's up? 347, you got another question?
Yeah, I got to ask Three Letter Man a question because you're not in the group, so I'm not able to ask you this. And
what's
group,
good, my G?
We were certainly like, yo, who you think will win in a battle, Rum Nitty or Tay Rock?
Wow, son. Yo, on some G shit, though, man, I think Tay Rock would be the favorite going in, but if we talking about, yo, Rum Nitty is nice, dogs, on some G shit, though. Yo, I'm going to fuck your head up. I might lean towards Rum Nitty.
Nah, that's what we. That's what everybody in the group got. And I got everybody on this one, too. Who you think will win? Either Danny Mize or Big K.
Wow. But it depends what Big K we going to get, though. If we ain't getting a choke in Big K, that could end up being a dope-ass battle, but I'm going to go with Danny Mize, though, homie.
But you got to go off his last performance.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't go off last performance because we did that with K-Shine, and you see what he did where after he battled DNA, he went through a series where he just flopped.
Yeah. Yo, 347, we appreciate it, man. We'll wrap this up.
All right, no problem. Shout out to Anger Fan Movement.
You look good, Jay. All
right.
We appreciate it. All right, all right. 40.
Yes.
We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Word.
Tonight. And good luck with your battle against Daylight. Are we going to do our predictions for that battle officially right now, fellas?
Yeah, I want to hear them. Let me know for y'all who y'all got, what y'all got.
Okay, we could do it.
Let's do it. I personally, Mr. Tibble, I got 40 winning this battle. I got 40 winning 2-1.
No, wait a minute. Hold on now. Let me say this. Are we saying this because she's on the phone?
You know
I'm
not.
Serious?
Nah, I said this.
You know
nah,
I'm not.
I said this before. I was talking to
Dre. I just want
to
be real here.
I was talking to Dre before, and we had this convo. I got 40 winning 2-1.
2-1?
2-1.
Okay, I can see 40 winning 2-1 if she goes hard. I can. See, you know what the thing about? Their legs not whack. Like, I don't want the antics to overshadow the fact that the nigga do got
She's watching that nigga, son. She's watching that nigga, son.
He reaches, but he reaches, but he reaches. Let's not say that he reaches a lot. He only recycled the same 10 bars. The last couple battles, like, if you watch all his footage with all Daylight's rounds, and you'll see, that's when I realized, like, this nigga's going to get fucked up. Like, I watched only just his rounds. I'm just saying. Sorry.
Yo, let me throw my prediction in there.
I'll be saying that too, 40, real shit.
Let me throw my prediction in there.
You be trying to bite my head off and shit.
The nigga has not, he lost his last four battles, right? The nigga got, he lost 3-0 to Scheme. He lost 3-0 to XL. What makes me think he's going to be 40 bars is not happening. And I'm not saying this because you're on the phone, 40. I co-sign you heavy, all right? I got you beating this nigga 3-0. Not a body bag.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to come in and do.
3-0. Early. All right, 40, thanks for coming on the show, man. We appreciate you, man, for real.
Thank you so much for having me. Let me know when I can come back. I fuck with y'all, man. Thank you for fucking with me. You already know.
Hold on, 40. We usually make the battle spit, but you just said that you started that on Sunday or some shit like that.
Yo, I would have. I want some real shit. I really would have, but, like, and my bars are jumbled up in my head. Like, y'all, like, on some real shit, if y'all got time for me, I'll come back on next week. I'd spit 40 bars for you. It's nothing. I just literally.
There we go.
You good, 40. You good money over here.
You're going to reach out, though. We fuck with you over here, 40, man.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Peace, Mom.
All right.
Have a good night, y'all.
You too.
Good night.
You
too. All right.
Yo, hold on. Y'all want to say one thing, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yes. If y'all all go to battlerapnews.com, they're doing the UFF bracket contest. It's the last week to fill it out. You know what I'm saying? So everybody go to battlerapnews.com. It's the last week for the UFF bracket.
All right.
So, Cap, what you thought about 40 interview? What you thought shit she had to say, though, B?
I mean, we don't have interviews. We kick it with them. That should be fair. Like, right?
Talk about it.
That should be fair. Like, we not even having interviews with this shit. It's just like, I'm saying, they know we fans. We be all hype asking mad questions and shit. Like, 40 seem like she cool and shit.
Yo, son, she's mad confident, B.
Yo.
Yeah.
She sound like she's not playing, B.
She's not playing around.
I'm like, she's not playing, be real shit. You seen the way she said that nigga reaches all the time? Yo, they look like it is that. Well,
son, I...
But let me, wait a minute, let me ask, but you think she's going to 3-0 him for real, clearly? Clearly,
yeah,
body bag or
really,
3-0, you think?
Damn, Dre.
I really think she going 3-0 daylight, son.
I can see 2-1, maybe. I don't know, maybe. Yo, you never know. I don't... Daylight needs to, yo, Daylight better stop fucking around. Did the antics, like, really fuck him up that much? I mean, he wasn't bad versus Head Ice. I just
not
think
at all.
Harden,
not at all.
But that's on a whole nother level, in my opinion.
Yeah. But Timbo and Caps, we all know what was the year of 2000, going into the year of 2013, when Daylight did his blog and he was like, "I promise y'all, I'm gonna be the most talked about battle rapper." I mean, he is.
I mean, he wasn't lying.
But for the wrong reasons.
I agree with
we
that.
We all say he got bars, but you can't be losing to Caps named Scheme. A newcomer like Excel, and you ain't showing up, and you don't care, and we giving you a pass? When we started doing the Angry Fan Movement?
Nah, you right. You was right. Whoa. You know I didn't give no passes for them battle. A battle was a win. You know that already. Ain't no passes. I mean, you get paid to battle, you're supposed to go to a battle. Huh?
Yo, I'm gonna take one more call. You guys cool with that? One more?
Yeah.
All right, bro.
We're going to take some more. All right. 619, what is good? 619?
Kelly?
That's Kelly. That's my that's San
Word.
Diego right there.
That's your
they don't fuck with me. I know, man. Why don't they fuck with me? That's it. All right, 347, 347.
Yo, hear me?
Yo.
What's going on?
What up, B-Lo, man?
What up, son? This homie that used to call the other show. What's good, my dude?
Yeah, what up?
Mm. What's poppin'?
Chillin', this is BX Legend on Twitter. A.K.A.
Yeah.
Zhao Ying up in the Facebook group, man.
That's what it is.
Yo, I got to say before I say, yo, salute to you brothers, man. Much respect, man. You know what I mean? You guys definitely put it in that grind. You know, they got their own show, you know what I mean? For the fans, of course. Mm. You know what I mean?
Word.
And
absolutely.
About a rapper.
Can you say that again? For the who? For the who?
For the fans, man.
My
you know, for the whole culture, you know what I mean? So, like, we all know Battle Rap Arena was, like, here and there, you know what I mean? And I was getting tired of, like, the little bullshit show to have. But, like, salute to you guys, man. I mean, I respect your grind, man. Definitely.
Yo, we appreciate
I mean,
that, man.
100%.
Yo, boom, that shit for y'all, shit.
I feel you. Yo, I'm riding with you the same way, Dre. I think 40's going to 3-0 him clearly in the room, in the building, outside the venue, around the corner.
Talk about it!
Down the block by the 6th train on Brook Ave. That's a body, man. I'm saying a body, man. I'm going to reach. I'm going to say a body, man. I don't mean he's going to come with bars. I don't think it's going to be nothing direct. I don't think he's, you know what I mean, it's going to be here and there. You know what I mean? That's how I'm seeing how they, like, is like actually taking the battle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he probably is going to really try to kiss her.
Mm. Yeah, he's going to try to kiss her, though, right? I can see that, though, for real. He planting his seed right now, fam.
Yo, we appreciate you calling in, man.
I appreciate y'all dudes, man. You know what I mean? Salute to you dudes, man. Keep up the good work, man.
My salute, man.
Salute.
All right.
Mm. Like I said, he going to body Daylight.
Wow.
Yo.
Mm.
That's wild.
Hey, once again, if you niggas did not watch Danny Myers versus Bricks Belvedere drop this morning,
go do it.
All of you niggas need to go watch that. Not only because of Danny Myers, but like Bricks went off too. We got to seriously talk about this battle on Friday, like seriously.
Word.
Yes.
We got a show, Caps, Friday.
Friday, we're going to have Hollo calling up, man.
Did it on, baby.
You all ready?
Yo. So Monday, yo, we shouldn't even have any guests on Monday. We should just rock out with the fans and shit, man.
Yeah, fans, we rocking out with y'all on Monday. We ain't got no guests. We have no guests. We're going to rock out with y'all. Whatever subject you want to talk about, we got y'all.
I agree.
Who do you niggas want to talk about, Wednesday or not? Y'all want to talk about Wednesday? You know what I'm saying? Wednesday is going to be popping. Like, fuck it. I'll put out there.
Yeah,
we're going to have Vado on
Wednesday.
We're gonna have Vado in the building on Wednesday and shit. We actually gonna be talking about hip hop too. You know what I'm saying? We've been chilling with the battle rap and shit, but we like to fuck with hip hop too.
Don't get it fucked up. You know what I mean?
Get
us out here, Timbo. Sign us up, Timbo.
Well, yeah, man. We got Vado on Wednesday. Howl of the Dawn on Friday. We're gonna rock with you guys on Monday, man. I wanna shout out my brothers as always, Angry Fan and Three Letterman right here. This shit is crazy. You can follow us on Twitter at Top Battle Raps, at AngryFan007, at Three Letterman. Make sure you check out Angry Fan's YouTube page, man. That shit is crazy. For all the recaps, every single blog, YouTube.com/AngryFan007. What you guys got to say?
Hey, man, we fuck with y'all, man. Good looking for rocking out with y'all, man. For rocking out with us, real shit.
Word, Angry Fan Movement, you already know. Angry Fan Movement all motherfucking day, man. Get in tune with it, niggas.
Real Battle Rap Radio lives right here, angryfansradio.com. So.
Peace.
Peace. Yep.